want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Damn straight.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn straight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Let's start today with a piece of mail, shall we?
Oh, what a wonderful idea.
Not real mail, not even snail mail. It's inter-office mail, but not a memorandum and not electronic mail.
Mm-hmm.
It's a note from Clementine.
Oh, Clementine.
That's so nice. What could it be?
Clementine, as you know, is, you know, we have gotten our relationship more solid than ever with the people who work here on what I call the second floor of the Infinity Building since we've moved our office down here.
Right.
All the salespeople, all the nuts and bolts people of the station.
It's a happier place.
As I enjoy calling them, the little people.
The little people, the minions.
All the little brains.
The drones.
That work. That's maybe the best one, Mike. The drones that work down here are the superest drones you could ever find.
They are.
And we're finding that these people that we have been avoiding for years and years, well, in some cases, we are right to avoid them.
Yeah. Right, and but in some cases, let's not lie, we still avoid them.
Yeah, but there are others who we now look forward to saying hello to every day.
New friends.
Hold on a second. Hello?
Sorry, sweet pea. Didn't you just call me?
I called you before we went on the radio.
You called me 1 second ago. I just returned it.
Hey, you know, hey, Rob, what's the thing with our phone? When the light goes on, hold on a second. That's a technical thing, honey.
That's the on the cutting edge of technology. If you get either a busy or a not answer.
It calls back for you.
It will call back for you.
So there you go.
Look how it's convenience.
Look, you've called me back.
All righty, then.
Well, let me ask you. Here you are. I didn't even plan to be speaking to you now, darling. How is our third honeymoon now? We had our second honeymoon when the boy left last year for college. Now he's gone again. We have our lives back. We have the house back. What do you think?
I think right now we're having a honeymoon with ourselves. I mean, meaning that...
Yeah, that's good.
You know, but not with each other. I mean, that's fine. I mean, you and I are so, you know, burnt out from everything and getting ready to go off that we have been both holed up in our own cave. And so we haven't connected on that romantic level that I'm looking forward to in the weeks to come.
Oh, well, listen, hold on. Don't you remember that Dr. Laura thing we watched on TV?
No. Oh, I'm not treating you good enough? Is that what it is?
No. The Dr. Laura thing said...
what are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
What are you watching Dr. Laura?
No. She was on some news show, and I was watching
She loves Dr. Laura. Didn't he tell you that?
Well, no, listen. I hate Dr. Laura, but she has written a book now.
He loves her.
She has written a book. Hold on a second. Now, you hear me out, and you watched this part of this news program with me.
I walked into your room where I'm expecting to see football or, you know, Madden up, and I see Dr. Laura and you sitting with your mouth open in rapt attention taking notes. And,
listen
you know,
to what she says. Uh-huh. Now, here's what Dr. Laura... Now, Laura, she's the biggest blowhole, you know, you can't imagine just a broad that's got less going on upstairs than Dr. Laura.
Okay, all right, well, I'm glad to hear that quote.
However, in her new book, at least the part that I've seen her talking about on television, and I know I've mentioned this on the show before.
Yes.
What she's saying is, to the women out there, treat your men a little better. Treat your men like they're important. And
I'll applaud that.
She also said, and she said this when you walked in the room, when your husband asks for sex, don't always say no. Say yes, because sex is different for your husband than it is for you. It's different for a man than it is for a woman. And basically, you know, whoever the broad on TV that was interviewing her, you know, wanted to be like Gloria Steinem said, well, now, aren't we like catering and becoming second-class citizens? And the bag Dr. Laura said, no, the truth is that, you know, women are women and men are men. And what's wrong with giving it up for your man when he wants you?
Right.
No matter when he wants you. And, honey, that's what she was saying, correct?
But I don't think he said no matter when, like not when you're driving the car.
No, but you know.
Oh, that's the best time.
Yeah.
Within reason. I only bring this up because you had mentioned to me just moments ago something like that. I said, how is it with Bart being gone? You said, oh, it'd be great, you know, when we can get, you know, some intimate moments. Might I remind you simply yesterday morning?
Yesterday morning, as I was getting ready to go to work, and I'm sorry that I happened to be wearing my underwear while I was getting ready to go to work.
Best time.
Yeah, and incidentally, walking around the house in her underwear.
Like
for...
strutting and
no, no, hold on, hold on, hold on. Walking around in your underwear for over 30 minutes, and then as I'm sitting watching Regis and Kelly.
I'm reminded of a caller that called yesterday about BA. You know, when you're talking about underwear.
Oh, the song.
Were you thonging?
No.
Thonged up.
No, it does. Yeah,
thonged, that up. Thonged up. Thonged up.
Yeah. No, and as I'm watching Regis and Kelly, my wife for the 8,000th time comes in front of me wearing just her underpants and her bra, and she says, "Oh, help me put these earrings in."
Oh,
now,
that's
know,
a sexy request.
Now, yeah. Come on. And I know I gave you the move, and you know what I got from you? I got the shoulder flip. I got the, you know, I got the... come on, what's wrong with you?
I'm in a hurry. I was late for work. I couldn't get
a hurry.
Mixed signals.
Always in a hurry. Always in a hurry.
I think underwear, women parading around in underwear is about the sexiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
To parade, you have to have at least a drum or something.
No, wrong, Frida, wrong.
You were just walking around like that. That was fine with me.
I was just getting dressed, and I was, and listen, I did spend longer in my underwear because I was having a hard time putting this
right.
in.
So, yeah. You know, so don't say to me something like, well, I'm looking forward to it. I've been looking forward to it.
What's been on TV the last couple of nights that, you know, has made me all but invisible?
All right, football.
Right. So okay. I'm getting ready to go to work, and I'm not agreeable enough because at that moment, when we've had evenings here, but then I become
Now listen, I can't help it that Monday night Green Bay was on versus Seattle.
Last night wasn't Monday night, I don't think.
But last night I watched the Tampa Bay Cincinnati game.
You know what a good look is? Satin robe, just a little bit opened with the underwear on underneath.
That is,
and not necessarily
for the man.
No, for the woman.
No,
for anyone. The look
meant.
Is Antonio Montana's sister in Scarface at the end of the movie.
Anyway,
that's the look if you want to know.
As Rudy Marsky once said, I'll say it to you, Frida. It's an effing compliment that I'm giving.
Well, all I was saying was I'm looking forward to, and I don't think I've been in the same mode. But you and I have not had a chance to connect, just the two of us, with the honeymoon aspect yet. Because we both, you know, I mean...
Right, because I was taking Bart down to Clemson and getting him moved in, and you had four wonderful days at the beach with your girlfriends.
Right, and I was sexually satisfied there, so I didn't need you so much, I guess.
Whoa!
You were... Now, honey, come on.
Whoa!
I'm doing a different show now, but I'll still go down this avenue.
Yeah, yeah. So to speak.
I'm joking. Go back to the PG show.
Hold on a second.
Don't joke about that.
Yeah. Dead serious buzz. Yeah. Yes. Don't joke about
don't
that.
Don't sit around.
Sorry.
Don't joke about
Sorry.
That.
But I did have the X-rated dream about you last night.
You know what? But that doesn't count because
it was gross.
I can't tell you about the X-rated dream, and I can't tell you why Sigmund Freud would have a field day with it because it involved bad things, and it involved and it involved our son. Okay, how creepy is that?
No, our son just walked in on bad things. He was
Either way,
that should tell you something right there. That's kind of one of those repressive dreams.
I know, it's me getting used to not having to lock the door now. I mean, because you know, for the first time in a long time last night, we slept with the door open.
You know what?
I was
talking to somebody about quitting smoking last night, and somebody was telling me when you wear that patch, the nicotine patch,
right?
that you dream amazingly.
Yeah, that's
is
true.
That true? Especially at first, yes. That's very interesting. Yeah. I was wondering if somebody's like not addicted to cigarettes, but they just feel like dreaming. They pop that patch on. Might be kind of fun.
All right, darling. Yeah, don't even bring that dream up. That's you creeped me out when you told me about that dream at lunch today.
It was gross.
That's a creepy dream. Okay.
All right.
I love you.
I love you, boo boo.
I'll see. Listen. I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad that I mean, although he's doing. He's doing great. We got a call from him today that he's starting his classes today, and he's doing fine. And, you know, Godspeed to him. And I went through the whole speech about him yesterday anyway.
Classes are just starting today. So, really, I mean, maybe we're being a little optimistic.
Just the first day. It's just the first day.
It's the first day, and he hasn't screwed up. Woohoo!
Okay. I will see you when I get home.
Is there football on tonight?
Yes.
Oh. All righty.
Yeah, like you want, like really, hold on a second. Like you want to have relations like at 8:30 tonight?
Did I ask you to go out tonight? I said, we could go out.
Well, I told you I don't want to go out.
I know.
What do you want? You want to go out to...
Because there's football. I don't, you know.
No, it's got nothing to do with football. What do I want to go out for? You know me, I don't like going out. I like staying at home.
You
me
love
too.
Cooking so much. Yeah, there's no reason to go out.
No, you know my cooking. It comes in a bag. It's called Tyson's Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. I fix myself some of that and some veggies. I'm fine every night.
All right, good. You can do that then.
I will.
All right. Goodbye, sweetie.
Why do I not feel that this has like been a great call?
Because you made me feel bad in the Dr. Laura way, but the truth is football's on every night, which means that...
And the truth is that while the football is on from the 8 to 10 that I'm watching the football, there's not a chance on any day that we would be having relations
all
between
right,
8 and 10.
All right, we're having relations tonight instead of football. I got my hands penciled in.
Now why you got to make it like that?
Well, yeah. I've won it.
Why you got to make it like that?
No, because you think it's not a chance because of me. I'm saying then we've cleared up a misunderstanding. I'm ready to go.
I'm so ready. Don't worry about it.
Tonight between 8 and 10 is our romantic time.
And if I can tell the boys out of the house because you guys are going back to doing your P.S. thing.
P.S.
Playful sparring. Playful sparring, which really only happens when he's out of the house.
Don't have a common enemy.
It goes back.
That's true. All right, darling. I love you. I'll see you.
All right. I love you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
It sounds like things are better.
Yeah.
Sure. Have to be.
Yeah. Thank you. That's right. Have to be. Yeah. Couldn't get much worse than the last 3 weeks in my house.
And because the phone call actually made a call back, you wouldn't have had that call otherwise. Isn't that nice? Isn't technology wonderful?
Yeah, why don't we disable that function right now? Because that line's ringing. It's like, what the hell is that? I called her before we went on the air. I didn't want to talk to her on the air.
I think I might be taking back that thing I said about Buzz, because I caught him at a different angle.
Hold on. Well, wait until we start the show. Go to nail him with that.
Okay, all right.
I did want to mention, all right, we'll do it now. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I just noticed, look at him now. It looks different now.
Here's the thing, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Mike had a challenge to you.
Yes.
That your pencil thin beard mustache.
The drawn on mustache, Dave.
This thing.
Are you coloring it? No. I have used, there are a couple of places that I nicked that I used like a little pencil to fill it in. But aside from that.
I'm right.
Okay, then I was right.
And it is a drawn on beard then.
Part of it is.
Part of it is a drawn on beard.
You have to be very careful with these precision beards.
See, because here's the thing. Mike said to me, in the office,
and I think I speak with more authority on beard coloring than anybody in this.
Because you do it, right?
I used to.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how long until you go back to it.
Well, I'd go back to it if it didn't burn my chin. I do it all the time. I mean, right now I'm looking like you know, I got a white beard.
So he,
if there are any stylists out there,
Mike says to me, he comes in, he says, "Have you looked at Buzz's beard?" And I said, "I guess so." Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's manicured. It's thin.
Very thin. The amazing Blackstone.
It's thin. That's what you said. And you said, Mike said to me, I looked at it yesterday, and I looked at it today, and man.
It was different from yesterday to today.
And Mike said, I'm positive he's coloring his beard. And I said, now, not to bust anybody here, but I happen to know that Buzz has told me in confidence that right when he started growing the beard, he's driving in the car with his wife, who he loves as much or not more than I love my wife.
At least.
And he said to her, what do you think of the beard? And she, because she's one of them, like mine is one of them, and like all of you guys who are married to one of them, rather than say something like, oh, and I hope Marcia won't be pissed at me for saying this.
No,
but rather than say something like, it looks nice, or it's coming in nice, she said, oh, I can see a bunch of gray in it.
Yeah, your beard's sure coming in gray. She said, that's the compliment. Everybody else goes, oh, I really like your beard. Her comment to me was, wow, your beard's really coming in gray.
So,
yeah,
I remembered,
thanks for the support.
I remembered that when you had told me that, and I said to Mike, I said, you know, maybe you got something there, because... I happen to know, and this was not mentioned on the radio, like in confidence, Buzz told me that, you know, his wife pissed him off when she said she could see the gray in his beard.
I think we all ought to get everything colored. I know you're not interested in that. I know you're shaking your head already. I know you're going to shut the door on that. But I'd like to get my beard colored properly and get my hair colored.
I tell you what, you can do that. When is the next time we have the all-fag show scheduled?
That's the one before Thanksgiving, isn't it?
I'll count on that particular day.
That's coloring is good for you older men.
The show before Thanksgiving.
Rainbow Wednesday.
Yes.
We'll get highlights.
Look, we've not even started the show yet. It's quarter after.
Pretty good already, though.
All bonus comedy, though.
Yeah. Clementine Tran is a sales lady who works here.
Starting with me.
She is Chinese, Japanese, something like that, but she speaks with no accent.
She's here today, too, and looks great.
Where's she
back.
From, Rob? Where
I don't know. She's from North Carolina.
No, you know that she's... Is she Korean?
I don't know.
Anyway... Well,
it's all the same.
She looks like...
I don't know.
What's her
phone number? Am I asking the wrong
question?
What's her phone number?
What's her phone number?
Anybody know? Clementine Tran?
Let me see.
You got it on your list, Buzz?
830.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
All right, we'll call 830 and talk to Clementine. Keep in mind, this is all now bonus coverage for you. I don't think we've ever done a pre-show this long. We've not even started this show
today. No extra charge.
Yeah, this is off the clock.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't count.
Like asking David Duke where the NAACP office is.
And, well, maybe she's already split.
Hi, this is Clementine of WJFK. Sorry I missed your phone call, but please leave your name, number, and a good time to reach you. If you'd like to give me a call on my cell phone.
Okay, well, baby.
We should sing.
Baby, here's the deal. As you know, she was in the hospital.
Right.
And she sent Rob a very nice email saying that her husband, Augie, had been taping the show illegally, I might. Illegally. And downloading on an MP3 and bringing it to her in the hospital because, you know,
she digs the show.
I find this hard to believe that even in a hospital where you have limited channels, that you'd think our show is interesting.
That's what she wanted.
Or entertaining, but it's what she wanted. It So she sent Rob, through Rob, she sent us a note saying, you know, thank you for doing such a good show. When is your Elvis show? I am a hospital. Augie is bringing me beer to take with my pills.
Right.
So anyway, and then she brought a cake in the other day.
Delicious chocolate chip cake.
To say thank you. And then today, when we came in, there was this note.
A lovely little note from Clementine.
Oh, that's a card from Clementine. I'll read it to you, and then we can sing our song to her.
Very good.
The friend says, Rife. Rife should not be rived. It should be celebrated. And then on the inside it says...
Oh, is that her calling now?
Calling back? Sorry. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Clementine.
No, it's Beth Ann.
Oh.
But I found Clementine.
Where is she?
She was hiding, I think, because she's a shy person.
Oh, it's all right if she don't want to come on radio.
I think she... Do you want to come on the radio?
Sure.
Now she's... Here, now it's fine. Here you go. You'll be getting another cake. Here you go.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Clem.
Hi.
Hey, now, where are you from, Clementine, originally?
I'm from Vietnam.
All right. Yes, so we were all over Asia, and we finally got the right country.
Vietnam. Anyway, how'd your eye surgery turn out?
It turned out really well. I just had some stitches put in, and the old stitches taken out, and it looks fine.
And you're feeling well now?
I feel great.
Well, welcome back.
And isn't it nice that Augie was able to do that illegal move for you?
Well, it is legal. It is actually legal. It really is.
Listen, I won't turn you in, Clement.
No, don't worry about it.
Anyway, thanks for the cake. Mike ate about half of it yesterday.
I did. That cake was awesome.
Well, I'm glad you guys liked it. Thanks again. You really did like...
And I know you bought it. You didn't bake it, but that's okay.
I did bake it.
Somebody said it was store-bought.
Well, Beth Ann was unsure.
They thought because it was so good, but if she made that.
Well, that's incredible. All right. Kitchen Chinese secret.
Keep the baked goods coming.
All right. Thank you, Clement. Thank you for the nice note.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So that's Clementine Tran. And here's the note that is Rife.
And the notes are very Eastern in their you know, philosophy.
Like Rife should not be rived. It should be celebrated.
Mm-hmm. True.
And then on the inside, this is handwritten.
Right.
I forgot what it was like to Rife. Thank you. The Oriental with the sexiest feet. Clementine.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's end the pre-show.
Right.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling Clementine. You sent us a very nice card.
Oh, my darling Clementine. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling Clementine. You are now back from hospital. Oh, my darling Clementine.
Oh my darling,
oh my darling,
oh my darling, Clementine. You are the Oriental with the sexiest feet.
Oh my darling, Clementine.
I love that song.
There you go.
Fantastic.
There you go.
Ah, I feel good. Yeah.
Now, if this was a regular show, we'd say we'll be right back. Right.
But this isn't a regular show.
No,
this isn't. Mike.
Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Hi, Julia. Here we go. Here are the guys.
True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Stop that. Mr. and Mrs. Big Guy. And all the ships are safe.
Hey, Big Guy. Hey,
watch out. There's thongs up. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. Shake it. Yeah.
Thank you, tough guy.
Tough guy.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to the Don and Mike Show. New episode of this Wednesday 08/18/04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah. Thank you, Buzz. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Wednesday. It's August 18th, 20-04. Call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636 from Mexico North. In Canada, please call 800-636-1067 and Washington, D.C. on WJFK FM 202-432-1067.
Wonderful.
Okay, so let me see. We are so screwed on time if we actually start the show now.
Right.
But I don't want to break now either.
We have to start it eventually.
Let's start with this. We've got these Jomos.
Mm-hmm. Lots of them, right?
Yeah. For those of you outside the D.C. area where we do the show from, there are like five cities every year that American Idol chooses to go to have the auditions. That's why you had all the Hawaiians on last year, because they went to, really, because they right. went to Hawaii, and that's right. why, you know, all the Hawaiians called and voted. Mm-hmm. And why is it I still remember her name, Jasmine Trias?
Jasmine Trias was the talk of Hawaii.
She was kept in the contest by all of those people. So, it's a big deal for all the schmucks that want to be on American Idol, and for the schmucks like me that watch American Idol, that it's coming to the town that we live in, and they're going to find the audition and get it down to whatever they get it down to. Like, they start with 5,000, they'll get it down to 1,000, then down to 500, then down to 200. And
congratulations, you're going to Hollywood.
All I know is that for the last 4 days, morons have been camping out downtown waiting for this process to start, and it started today.
Right.
Somebody from the Fox station here told me that they're not publicizing this because, you know, the Fox News here, it's like that's all the news is.
Right.
It comes on, they go,
right.
Hurricane Charlie, they're doing okay. The Olympics, we won a couple of medals. A bunch of guys were killed in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, let's go downtown to Holly Morris.
We got about 100 reporters down here.
American Idol fever. They mentioned off the air, someone that I know told me, that what a lot of the people in line don't know, I guess they'll find out, is that the people that they'll be performing for today, starting this morning at 9, are like producers. Then, if they get called back from that group, they go to a second group of producers.
Sure.
And from there, to a third group of producers.
Wow.
And from there, finally, like 4 or 5 auditions in, is when they will actually get to the point where the three judges will be in. So
I didn't know that these producers will like pick the good and the bad then.
Pre-screening.
The real horrible ones as well.
And the real judges, I guess, won't even be here until next week when for a couple of days they'll be taping the 200 or 300 people that they choose.
Right. Simon, Randy, and Paula.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So we sent our man, Joe Ardinger, out there for some Jomos.
It's time for another edition of Joe Mose.
Right.
Joe Ardinger, man on the street.
Joe. And now, not only this time, I've not heard the tapes. I hope he follows the script. But we do have to thank our broadcast partner, our employer, CBS. We were able to get a fantastic mic flag that says CBS News. So when Joe went out, he had some authority as he broadcast for CBS. And Joe, when you arrived down at the convention center last night, how many of the great unwashed would you estimate were already waiting in line?
I would say, well, let me set it up real quick. They had rows all the way down this convention center hall.
Joe.
Or not hall, but one of the rooms. And I'd say probably 100 to 200 rows with 100 people in each row. So it's about 2,000 wow. to 3,000 people in there sleeping on the concrete.
Wow. And now they've been sleeping outside since like something like Sunday to be the first to be in line to possibly be rejected.
2,000 people. Amazing. So,
yeah, a rough estimate based, a lot of people.
And there was
and it was funny because when you walk in, most of them are lying down trying to get a nap, so you don't see them. You just see a bunch of sleeping bags.
Now, do we have the list of questions? Anybody got that list, or is that just right now? Well, yeah, if you can find it, that would be great, Joe. TV crews, Entertainment Tonight, the Access Hollywood, they're all here.
They are.
So he's down there in the middle of it last night.
You know what amazes me in this area? I mean, I know a lot of musicians in this area that you know, hold auditions to get, you know, guitar players and singers and all that type of thing. And it's damn tough to find people. I mean, even to come out and audition. This thing, it speaks to, I wonder, out of those 2,000, how many people even have a remote amount of talent?
Well, yesterday there was an audition for Sam Jackson is going to be making...
they had an extra thing.
Yeah, remember the Vin Diesel movie, Double X or Triple X?
Right.
They're keeping the franchise going. They fired Vin Diesel and hired Sam Jackson. Who I think was in the original one with Vin Diesel. I think I saw that movie. Anyway, they had an audition yesterday just for extras.
Right.
Something like 2,000 people showed up for that.
Amazing.
And there's definitely about 1,000 people milling around outside, and I knew they were part of it because they had little wristbands.
Right.
Joe, and do the people smell?
It had a gymnasium odor to it.
Oh. Yeah.
Mixed with hot dogs and pizza from the vendors.
Were there a number of the strange and the odd in the group?
I think our first interview will
show that out.
Good. All right, so there's 27 questions, starting with, hello, I'm Joe Seacrest from CBS Radio. May I ask you a few questions, tape for broadcast? And it ends with question 27. Good luck with your talent show thingy. let's hear one of these now. And this is another Joe Mo.
Joe Mo's.
Joe with a man on the street at the American Idol auditions. Roll tape, please.
Hello. I'm Joe Seacrest from CBS Radio. May I ask you a few questions, tape for broadcast? What's your name and where are you from?
My whole name? My name is John Ogenball and I'm from D.C.
Are you excited?
A little bit, yeah.
Now, Joe, is this the one? I don't know anything about these tapes, but Joe said that I would probably have fun guessing the ethnicity.
Ethnicity?
Yes,
right,
this
right.
guy.
Care to wager?
Okay, I'm going to say he's... Ooh. Now, is he all the way one or the other?
Judging by appearances, which I know is wrong, yes.
I would say he's West African.
Meaning what color?
He's black, and I'd say he's from Africa.
I'm going to say he's a white guy.
Okay.
Buzz, you want some of this action?
He's an African-American from here in the States.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'll say albino Asian.
All right, so let's see. We line it up like this. It's funny how the voting ended.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
White. White.
You say he's a white guy.
White over here, too.
I'd say he's from Africa.
Two on this side.
Right.
Me and Rob.
Right. Shocker.
Mike and Buzz.
Yes.
On the other. Okay. Anyway, and Joe tells me that the answer is actually revealed in this interview,
all
right?
Very good. Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
He resembles a sort of celebrity, too, which I'll explain later.
All right, let's get back to this interview.
Mm-hmm. What makes you think that you have the talent to be the last comic standing? Really? I don't know. I have no idea, really, if you want to be honest.
See, I got to stopping the tape so that you can get these in context. They're at an American Idol thing, and he's asking them if they have the talent to be the last comic standing.
Absolutely.
That's funny.
I'm not sure. Is American Idol your favorite show on ABC television?
Hell no.
What do you plan to sing?
I'm not sure what I'm going to sing yet.
Can you sing it to me right now, really loud?
Oh, no.
How long have you been waiting in line?
2 days? A day?
How long? 4 hours.
We've been alive for like 4 hours or something.
Doesn't that make you a loser already?
I'm about to steal the show. Wow, where the hidden camera's at? No.
I'd like to remove my West
Please
African
explain.
Thing.
What, Mike?
I'd like to remove my West African thing.
Really?
I don't think he's from Africa.
I'd like to double down if I could.
Okay.
You know what? Why don't you, you want to answer some questions, sir?
How do you think Simon Cowell will smell?
Are you serious? Hey, dog, are you listening to your questions? Come here, listen to your questions, then. I'm about to curse the out. All right, ask me another question, Greg.
Do you prefer fat, puffy Paula Abdul or thin, druggy Paula Abdul?
Rich and buttery.
Rich and buttery.
Would you suck on one of Paula's infected fingernails?
No, I would not.
Are you nervous that Randy Jackson may eat you?
He said, are you nervous that Randy Jackson may eat you? A little bit. I think he might like white chocolate.
What flavor do you think?
Hold on, the question is answered.
Ding, ding, ding.
White chocolate.
What does that mean?
This guy resembled, if you remember the movie Colors, the white gang member who eventually shot Robert Duvall at the end. He's a redheaded guy and he's always strung out.
I know
That's
who you're talking about.
Looked. He was a dead
Really?
Wow.
I know exactly
who
you're
talking about.
Was,
okay. That's right.
Way to go, Mike and Buzz. Win the prize.
No, you won. We were fooled.
Oh, you were right. No, hold on.
You were right.
Hold on. But
he's a white rapper.
He's a white guy.
Oh.
You're right.
With red hair in cornrows.
Okay, I got you. Okay, so I see what you're saying. I follow now.
You're big.
Now, delayed reaction.
Uh-huh. You doubled down.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is a great first interview, Joe.
All right, let's continue.
Brian's hair tastes like.
Oh, the question was, what do you think Ryan Seacrest's hair tastes like?
That's great.
Brian's hair tastes like.
Lemon? I don't know.
Lemon.
If you could do one thing to Ryan Seacrest without fear of moral or legal punishment, what would it be?
Kill him.
Who's your favorite Olympian and why?
I don't believe it. Hey, I don't know. Can you pass to the next person now? Because all these questions are starting to hurt me.
How many years has it been since Elvis Presley left us?
77. Count them all.
Would Elvis have been successful on American Idol?
Would he have been successful on American Idol? Yes, probably.
Idol contestant John Peter Lewis had an IQ of 75. Can you name a movie character that had the same IQ?
No, I cannot.
Who would win in a fist fight, Ryan Seacrest or Billy Bush?
Who'd win a fight?
Billy Bush.
Alien or Predator?
Predator.
Can you name the three gay finalists in the show's history?
Oh, what's that dude? I cannot believe I'm answering these damn questions. I might as well get comfortable with this.
What's that dude's name?
Damn. Okay, dude, what is dude's name? Am I being timed? What is the dude's name? The dude, the black hair, he had spiky hair. It was kind of spiky, he was kind of thick. What is that dude's damn name? I forgot. I can't answer those questions. I know the answer to him, though, man.
Can you sing the theme to American Idol right now?
I can hum it. There's no words to it.
American Idol sucks without Brian Dunkelman. What say you?
Jesus, what the... I'm sorry, repeat the question.
American Idol sucks without Brian Dunkelman. What say you?
I don't want to do this no more, yeah?
Just a few more. All
right,
go ahead.
Can you tell me what a metrosexual is?
What a who?
A metrosexual.
Is that a trick question?
What a who?
No, I cannot tell you what I meant. What the hell is a metro? What is it?
Were you surprised to hear about the love affair between Clay and Ruben?
No, I wasn't. No.
Do you think I should be allowed to marry my gay lover?
Sure, why not? If you want to.
Well, great. Good luck with your talent show thingy.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Yay.
Boy, Joe, that's right on the box.
Very strong.
That's just the first out. The first up, and I'm looking now at the Jomo sheet. I don't think we're going to get to all these. He got like 9 people last night. He gets people who sing and people who yell at him.
And he is quirky as that guy?
Well, no, not he was the first one and the best as far as quirkiness.
Right.
But I did find an untalented person, a talented person.
Okay.
And a pair of black girls who I dubbed the Chocolate Twins because they were all sassy and didn't want to sing because didn't want no one to hear her stuff. They were adorable.
Great, man.
Don't be hating,
Joe. All right, that's the beginning of Joe at the American Idol audition.
Excellent. I love it so far.
One other thing I want to add.
Yes.
Is because of the CBS flag. The reason you hear more people answering is because as soon as I would stop, people walking by, because I'd be crouched down talking to these people, would stop and start participating in the interview.
Yeah, because everybody's, you know, they want the attention.
Sure. Right. And it's the magic of the CBS eye.
I think that will work for the Jomos, though, with everybody yelling in the background.
Yeah. All right, Joe, get out of here. We'll see you in a little while. There he is, the world's oldest phone screener, Joseph Ardinger.
Fantastic.
Ardinger here.
How you doing? I'm with CBS.
Forget it.
Forget it. I'm halfway home.
Oh, all right. That's a good start to the show. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Seacrest out. Seacrest out. Seacrest out. Seacrest out. See you guys. Seacrest out. Seacrest out.
Are you retarded?
Seacrest out.
Seacrest out.
Seacrest out. Seacrest.
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
The Don and Mike Show.
They are entertaining always. Don and Mike.
Right, right. Yeah. Before we get back to the Jomo. I have to ask Beth Ann something.
Hello?
Our producer, Beth Ann McBride. Hi.
Hey.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good.
Who told you that I would make you cry?
I'm not telling you.
Come on.
No, I'm not.
I'm dying to know.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't get that to you.
I don't think it was you. It wasn't me.
No, it was no one in this building. Your reputation.
Well, then I want to see
your reputation.
This is what I want to know. We're in the office today having a discussion about something that is really not relevant.
Uh-huh.
It was just a discussion. Okay, don't look at me in that tone of voice, Mike.
You caught that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you're pretty subtle with that. We're having a discussion about something, and for whatever reason...
I forgot what it was.
I believe it. Thanks, Mike. Thanks.
Oh, well.
I mentioned something to Beth Ann, and time was not of the essence, and I didn't think that I was curt with her.
We were having, it was very early in the pre-show, hang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just said something like, hey, baby.
I like that, the pre-show hang.
Baby, I didn't call her baby, Godolphin, whoever, Beth Ann, hey, we don't do it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said something like, well, they told me you'd make me cry. And I said, well, that's a good rap. I love hearing that. Come work on the Don and Mike Show. See how long it'll be until I crack you and make you cry.
I believe the quote was, Beth Ann said she had heard that you make grown men cry.
What happened was someone had said to me, so, has he made you cry yet? And I said, what? And I said, no. And he said, hasn't made me cry yet. And their quote was, they've seen Don Geronimo.
Yeah. Right.
Bring grown men to tears.
Where are those men? Where are those men?
Probably crying somewhere.
Okay, besides Mike.
I raise my hand.
Mike raises his hand on everything.
Right, right.
It's just,
but you haven't made me cry. I've just gotten all buttery in front of you many, many, many times.
Anyway.
With all we have been, when you really look back at what we both have been through together,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of life there. And I'd say I've gotten buttery a couple of times, but it's never the kind of thing where, I've seen you make anybody cry.
No. Come on, so who told you that?
I'm not telling you.
Why?
Because.
Why?
You've made people cry.
How do you know they weren't tears of joy?
Tears of joy is the person.
The way it was said, and there's
the
that I hadn't cried yet, was, I don't think it was tears of joy, but that's okay. I just took it with a grain of salt.
You know, normally, and really I don't care what people think, because most people hate me anyway, they don't know me, but that's one rap. That I looked at it and I said, really?
I haven't heard that.
I've not heard that. I've heard everything. I'm a jerk. I'm a tough guy to work with. I'm a big mouth, egomaniac. I've heard all of it.
Maybe they cry when they leave the room.
She is funny always.
Okay.
That is too funny.
All right, you.
That's
okay.
It. Well, Bethann, you have to cough up the source.
Yeah, come on.
Maybe someday, but I'm not today.
No, why now? Who are you? It's not even somebody that works here, right?
Correct.
So what market?
If you don't give up the source, he's going to make you cry.
What market?
Never make me cry.
What market? Oh, I could make you cry.
Oh, no, you couldn't.
I don't think she's a crier. I don't think she is a crier.
You don't know.
I do know.
No, hold my.
You don't know. You're underestimating his power.
I could make her cry.
don't you think really if anybody tried, anybody could probably make anybody cry, you know, with saying the right things?
With a pen.
No, Rob.
No, you're right. You're right. Saying the right, if you said the right thing, you can make anybody cry.
You don't have to care about your home life again.
You can make anybody cry at any
small
time. But I've learned under the Jedi Master.
Rob's behaving now that he no longer uses the hat pin.
That's right. That's a step for me. We're really getting better. And every day, in every way, we're getting better and better. Pin.
But I've learned, as I said, from the Jedi Master, when it comes to saying something that on the surface maybe would not be the cruelest thing you could ever think of. But it's like, you ever heard a comedian tell a joke and it bombs and he says, and his response is always, hey, you're going to laugh about it when you get in the car.
Right, right, right.
This is what I've learned from the Jedi Master Frida. Where she'll say something to me.
Uh-huh.
And it lingers. And at the time, I'm like, eh, I can deal with that. Right. And I walk away and it's like 10 minutes later,
the
light bulb goes off and you go, hold on, hey,
ouch.
Like a dirty bomb.
Hey, you.
Yeah, like you need a food taster for it.
Right. So come on, just who was it? I'm just curious. I'm sure it was a nobody in the radio business, but who was it?
It was a nobody.
Can I guess?
I'm not going to tell you. I told you that.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
No, you could never, ever guess.
No, Rob can guess.
Does his first name start with T?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I know you thought it was Tom Kent.
Yeah.
No. No, he likes you guys. Apparently you never made him cry.
Well, he never cried because he was too busy shoveling food into his mouth.
You said that. He did cry then, though.
In the history of disc jockeys, T.K. Tom Kent was the sloppiest eater that I ever saw. He ate like a starving dog.
Yeah, like it was his last meal and he hadn't had one in years.
It was back in the days at WAVA here in Washington, D.C., when we would have, for whatever reason, they weren't necessarily parties, but we would have like dinner get-togethers. Wasn't there a lot of free food involved where we would go to a function and we would gather and wait for the food to come out, because we knew if TK was there, he would be the first one to eat.
And he
would eat like seriously, like he was raised by wolves.
Like a dog. We loved watching that guy eat.
Oh, it was so funny.
Yeah, we did.
Food flying everywhere and just like, and he would zone in on it, and you really couldn't speak to him or have any conversation with him.
And also in real life, as I recall, kind of a Jesus freak.
Mm-hmm.
But then when he would get on the radio, it would be like, TK, come on, ladies. Ladies, put that radio right there, ladies. Does that feel good, ladies? Oh, yes, ladies.
And a guy, if he ever went out and did a remote broadcast, he could not be watched. He would actually put album covers in the window.
Wow.
If there was like a remote broadcast or something. He would cover up that window, Buzz. It would be amazing.
Great. You see, now, don't we look better in comparison to that? That's a guy that you know, that we know, and we're so much better to be around than he is, don't you think?
Oh, but I love him. I love him a lot.
What, you love him more than you love us?
You love him more than your dog?
No.
She's going to make you cry.
What did you say?
Do you love some other disc jockey more than you love us?
He's not a disc jockey anymore.
What's he doing now?
He is.
Well, but he has a syndicated show, but it's not live. It's all canned. He does it from his house.
It's a super project he's involved in, I'm sure, but who do you love more, him or us?
I love you both equal.
Now I know
how your daughter feels.
Right. Come on, honey, you gotta give us the lip service.
Oh, look at that. Look.
I've known him forever.
I got one welling up.
You got a tear right there?
Oh, is he getting
Mike's crying.
Oh boy.
Now you've made him cry.
Oh no. Look what you've done.
Oh, Beth, that has hurt me. So you love him more than you love us.
She said she loves us both equally.
No, but then she qualified by saying she's known him longer.
But it doesn't matter, because once she said she's loved us both equally, we are diminished because we are two and he is one.
That's true. So Mike and I really only get 50%
right
of your love, Bethann.
More like 25%.
25 each, yeah.
Yo, that's right, because we're splitting 50%.
Yeah, that's right.
That's much like our deal with Infinity. It is.
And we're just as happy about that one.
So, anyway, that's it. Clean out your desk, and see you later.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Bye. She is. She's nuts. Wow. She's too nice to be our producer.
No, but she is nuts. So she fits right in.
My man, Joe.
Joe.
At the American Idol auditions.
Yay.
We've got at least 10 more of these. We're not going to have time to get to all these today. Let's hear the second Jomo, man on the street. Joe Mo's Joe, man on the street.
Joe Mo's.
There you go. Here he is again, talking now to someone named Jamie in line for the American Idol auditions here in D.C. Our man Joe.
Hi, I'm Joe Sechrest from CBS Radio. May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast? What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Jamie Shorten from Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Are you excited?
Yeah, of course I am.
What makes you think you have the talent to be the last comic standing?
We're not at the last comic standing.
No. Is American Idol your favorite show on ABC television?
No.
What do you plan to sing?
See, now right there.
Nobody catches that.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Nobody knows that the show's on Fox.
I would be amazed, even if we went through all of the people there, that anybody would catch that one.
Okay, so what do you plan to sing?
Black Velvet.
Can you sing it to me right now, really loud?
Maybe not really loud, but I'll try.
Really loud.
All right. Black Velvet and that little boy's smile.
Oh,
Black Velvet and that slow southern style.
Shut up!
A new religion that'll bring you to your knees.
Shut up!
Black Velvet, if you please.
Very nice. How long have you been waiting in line?
Since yesterday, like 4 p.m.
Doesn't that make you a loser already?
Nope.
Please explain.
I'm within the first few hundred, so I'm going to be in and out.
How do you think Simon Cowell will smell?
I think he will smell... smell, you said?
Yeah, smell.
I think he'll smell just as sweet as he really is in person.
Do you prefer fat, puffy Paula Abdul or thin, druggy Paula Abdul?
I prefer thin, sweet Paula Abdul.
Would you suck on one of Paula's infected fingernails?
Nope.
Are you nervous that Randy Jackson may eat you?
No.
What flavor do you think Ryan's hair tastes like?
Licorice.
If you could do one thing to Ryan Sechrest without fear of moral or legal punishment, what would it be?
Applaud him.
Well, what did she say?
Applaud him.
Applaud him.
Applaud him.
No, he's not retarded.
She's really like auditioning already.
Applaud him.
Are you retarded?
Applaud him.
A rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
At least the first guy had the right answer. What would you kill him?
Yeah.
Kill him. I'd applaud him.
Okay.
Here we go.
Who's your favorite Olympian and why?
Who's your favorite Olympian and why?
I don't have a favorite.
How many years has it been since Elvis Presley left us?
Beats me.
Would Elvis have been successful on American Idol?
Yeah, because he's original. Or he was at his time.
Idol contestant John Peter Lewis had an IQ of 75. Can you name a movie character that had the same IQ?
Brad Pitt?
Close, Forrest Gump.
Where'd that one come from? She's quick on her feet.
Yeah. Here's what's great about this question. Forrest Gump, 75 IQ.
Right.
Borderline tard.
Yes.
I mean, he's one of the tard cards where it would be. He's, you know, high-functioning tard.
Right.
This guy, John Peter Lewis, untalented. There, of course, no documentation. This guy's even remotely retarded. No.
If you are to believe Patton Oswalt's comedy album, he makes the statement that the median IQ in America is 100. And that means that 50% of us are double-digit IQers.
Wow.
How's about that?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Who would win in a fist fight, Ryan Sechrest or Billy Bush?
Ryan.
Alien or Predator?
Alien.
Can you name the three gay finalists in the show's history?
No, I can't.
Pleased to be singing the theme to American Idol right now.
Excuse me?
Pleased to be singing the theme to American Idol right now.
I don't know.
American Idol sucks without Brian Dunkelman. What say you?
I say you're wrong.
Can you tell me what a metrosexual is?
Nope.
Were you surprised to hear about the love affair between Clay and Ruben?
There wasn't one.
Oh. Do you think I should be allowed to marry my gay lover?
If you want to. America.
Great, thanks. Good luck with your talent show thingy.
Hey. I've got a secret find in that last interview of mine.
What's that?
It's the way Joe pronounces predator. Predator.
It's here now, another guy. I'm going to go girl, guy, girl, guy.
Alien or predator?
It's a guy named Matt. You're not talking to a guy named Matt. It's Joe Mose.
Joe Mose.
At the American Idol audition line.
I'm Joe Seacrest from CBS Radio. May I ask you a few questions, taped for broadcast? What's your name and where are you from?
Matt Tyler from Harford County, Maryland.
Are you excited?
Yeah, very.
What makes you think you have the talent to be the last comic standing?
I don't know. I guess I'm a funny guy.
Is America?
Wow. He was completely phased.
That's
double digits.
That's
great
good.
When they get completely derailed. What do I do?
He's in line for American Idol. What makes you think you have the down to be last comic standing? Well, I'm pretty funny.
This is the guy that's thinking he's at the wrong audition right now.
I guess I'm a funny guy.
Is American Idol your favorite show on ABC television?
Definitely.
What do you plan to sing?
I'm singing You're Still You by Josh Groban.
Can you sing it to me right now, really loud?
I don't really know the words yet, actually.
Hey, that's good preparation.
Really loud.
I don't know. I have to get my paper out, I guess.
How long have you been waiting in line?
Since 5:30 this morning.
Doesn't that make you a loser already?
Yeah, probably.
Please explain.
Well, I'm probably one of the first ones here, and I'll probably be one of the last ones, it looks like.
How do you think Simon Cowell will smell?
Probably smells fantastic how rich he is.
Do you prefer fat, puffy Paula Abdul or thin, druggy Paula Abdul?
I think they're both ridiculous.
Would you suck on one of Paula's infected fingernails?
Probably not.
Are you nervous that Randy Jackson may eat you?
I don't think so.
What flavor do you think Ryan's hair tastes like?
Peaches.
Oh, if you could do one thing to Ryan Seacrest without fear of moral or legal punishment, what would it be?
I don't know.
Who is your favorite Olympian and why?
Terry Strug, because of her will and desire to win.
How many years has it been since Elvis Presley?
Is she in the Olympics now?
It's like 10 years ago.
Terry Strug, I remember the name.
Oh, you didn't say this year.
Okay.
I'd say Mark Spitz.
He left
us. Oh, how many years since Elvis left?
Now.
Would Elvis have been successful on American Idol?
Most likely.
Idol contestant John Peter Lewis had an IQ of 75. Can you name a movie character that had the same IQ?
No idea.
Forrest Gump. Who would win in a fist fight, Ryan Seacrest or Billy Bush?
Billy Bush.
Alien or Predator?
Predator.
Can you name Predator the right way, though. Gay finalists in the show's history?
Name the three gay finalists.
Nope.
Pleased to be singing the theme to American Idol right now?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
American Idol sucks without Brian Dunkelman. What say you?
You got it.
Can you tell me what a metrosexual is?
Not really.
Why is this guy even in line?
Did you hear about the love affair between Clay and Ruben?
Yeah, I was, actually.
Do you think I should be allowed to marry my gay lover?
Yeah, if that's what you want to do.
All right, man. Good luck with your talent show thingy.
Thank you.
Shouldn't they have some people in line to just weed out these people?
Well, I think that's what they're all doing right now. Is they're going in to see the people to weed out.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, shouldn't they have someone like Joe going down the line and immediately going to this guy, asking him this question, just saying, listen, right now,
sure,
just leave, go home.
Well, some of them may have to wait till they get in front of the cameras.
All right, here is another one. This is Danielle. Joe says she's the God Girl.
Ah,
the God Girl, Danielle, of the American Idol audition.
Very good.
Hello, I'm Joe Seacrest from CBS Radio. May I ask you a few questions, taped for broadcast?
Yes.
What's your name and where are you from?
Danielle Davis, and I'm from New Carrollton, Maryland.
Are you excited?
Yes.
What makes you think you have the talent to be the last comic standing?
Because God has blessed me with a beautiful voice.
Is American Idol your favorite show on ABC television?
Yes, it is.
What do you put?
They just don't hear.
She's already blown through the first two. Right. What makes you think you have the talent to be the last comic standing? God gave me the talent.
Right.
Is it your favorite show on ABC TV? Yes, it is. Yes. There we go.
Yes, it is.
What do you plan to sing?
I plan to sing I Love the Lord.
Can you sing it to me right now really loud?
I love the Lord. He heard my cry.
God's on the other line. Hello, God?
Shut up!
Thank you, God.
Is she telling me?
Yes, it is.
What do you plan to sing?
I plan to sing I Love the Lord.
Can you sing it to me right now really loud?
Sorry, I didn't cue it up enough.
This is the song I wanted to sing.
I love the Lord.
The Lord.
That's you.
It is.
Just this way.
He heard my
Shut up!
Cry. Oh, yeah. And he
Wow.
All right.
Long as I live.
Shut up!
All right, honey.
God.
While you're around, all the rise.
What is this?
I'll
A couple of bars would have been good.
Two.
Hey, I like your belting it out, though. Yeah.
This is Ghettolicious!
I've been waiting in line. Ever since yesterday around 11:30 p.m.
Doesn't that make you a loser already?
No!
Please explain.
I am a winner because I am out here.
How do you think Simon Cowell will smell?
You will count me in. I have no problem. No worries.
Do you prefer fat, puffy Paula Abdul or thin, druggy Paula Abdul?
Fat, puffy Paula Abdul.
Would you suck on one of Paula's infected fingernails?
No.
Are you nervous that Randy Jackson may eat you?
No.
What flavor do you think Ryan's hair tastes like?
Strawberry.
If you could do one thing to Ryan Seacrest without fear of moral or legal punishment, what would it be?
Pray for him. Look
at him. Pray for him.
Who is your favorite Olympian and why?
Oh, wow.
Don't feel bad. No one's supposed to get this one.
Serena Williams. Who? Serena Williams.
She got
because
some help.
She's a hard worker.
How many years has it been since Elvis Presley left us?
25.
Others begin to gather.
And now she's getting like help from the crowd. Right. It's a game show now.
Somebody seized the CBS microphone.
20!
Would Elvis have been successful on American Idol?
No.
I like the people answering in the background.
Even on that one, they helped, right?
Wow. Shut up!
Yes, no!
Contestant John Peter Lewis had an IQ of 75. Can you name a movie character that had the same IQ?
Where's the help now?
Yeah. Rayman.
Rayman.
Who would win in a fist fight, Ryan Seacrest or Billy Bush?
Billy Bush.
Alien or Predator?
Predator.
Can you name...
Let me just point out, it's unscientific, but already, by 3-1, it's Billy Bush would beat up Ryan Seacrest.
Yes.
And I believe it's a sweep for Predator over Alien.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's why this has got a good rhythm to it. It's amusing always.
The three gay finalists in the show's history?
Oh, can you name them, the three gay finalists?
No.
In the show's history?
Clay Aiken?
That's one.
Clay Aiken's
one. A crowd has gathered.
Your man Jason.
This guy's diving in right here.
Yeah, they got it almost won.
Jason.
Jason?
Oh, Clay Aiken.
Sean, who's gay?
Who's gay?
Pleased to be singing the theme to American Idol right now.
Whoa.
American Idol sucks without Brian Dunkelman. What say you?
He's a better loser.
Can you tell me what a metrosexual is?
Or the what? Metro.
Metrosexual.
It's a heterosexual male who likes to look nice. A heterosexual male who likes to look nice.
She got a lot of help there.
That's another prompt from somebody in the crowd.
As the crowd gathers.
These people would all be kicked out of Jeopardy.
Oh, yes.
Joe, did they gather around when she sang? Is that when the crowd got a little thick?
Yeah, I mean, I was telling Don before the show, this was the crowd of people where I'm interviewing her, and I swear, I guess if you really turned up the volume on this, somewhere over my shoulder from the distance I hear, that's Joe Artinger. There was other contestants. There was this girl. I would have paid for a videotape or a picture of it.
Wow.
Joe Artinger.
Can you tell me what a metrosexual is? She got help on that.
Yeah.
Next question. Were you surprised to hear about the love affair between Clay and Ruben?
Were you surprised to hear about the love affair between Clay and Ruben?
Yeah.
Do you think I should be allowed to marry my gay lover?
No.
Uh-oh. Good luck with your talent show thingy.
Our first no.
And thank all of you. Do I have your permission to put this on CBS Radio?
This will be a radio for real.
Thank you. I have to say that because I got your ambient
noise. They're all good.
You know, we're going to come back to this later in today's show.
The Joe Moe's.
They're
great.
See, we only heard, you know, normally we get burned out on this after
the first three.
This
may be the best one yet.
Well, there is. It is there. A captive audience.
Oh, absolutely.
Down there, and they're dying to be entertained, dying to be interviewed.
More fun than drunk people.
And the best, I'm telling you, the best move we ever made was calling to New York and getting that that microphone flag.
Right,
that
absolutely.
Says CBS News on it.
It lends credibility when Otto from The Simpsons walks up to you.
That's pretty good. Let me see.
So far, we've learned that Ryan Seacrest's hair either tastes like lemons, strawberries, peaches, or licorice.
That's right, and Billy Bush is going to kick his butt.
Right.
Okay, we've not heard from Casey, Sonnet, Gladys, Melissa,
Gladys,
Johnny, and as Joe has dubbed them, the Chocolate Twins. So remind me, we'll come back to this a little later in today's show. I rarely say this, so get those tape recorders going. Nice job, Joe.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. We'll be right back.
Start this is the Don and Mike Show.
The way Hansel combs his hair?
Well, like, doesn't. It's like, excuse me, but have you ever heard of styling gel?
I'm sure Hansel's heard of styling gel. He's a male model.
Well, Earth to Prince. I was making a joke.
Earth to Mekis.
Duh.
Okay.
I knew that. Earth to Prince. I'm not so sure you did, because you were all... Well, I'm sure he's heard of styling gel. Like you didn't know it was a joke.
I knew it was a joke, Mekis. I just didn't get it right away.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Do you have any idea how much therapy you people need?
Not yet available on DVD. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Dude Walker.
I'm over here now.
Gotcha. Where are you at now?
I'm over here now.
Okay. Station break. There you go. Let's say hello to Dallas. Live 105.3.
Good morning.
Yeah, Buffalo, New York. WBUF 92.9. Portland, Maine, 970 WZAN, and Houston, where in less than a month it'll be a four-hour show.
Yay.
On KIKK. That's in Houston, and that's what's happening. And, dude?
I'm over here now.
Thank you.
Dude, what?
John Kerry. I want to get political for a moment without getting political.
All right.
Okay? We're not going to be talking about which guy we like, which guy we don't like. This is just something that I think is funny because of the woman that he's married to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Teresa.
Right. Now, she's earthy.
Yeah.
That's how I describe it. That's the polite way of saying, you know.
I say she's saucy.
I don't know. She looks like she might have a mustache.
She's spicy.
Anyway, here is what GQ magazine says. First off, there's two parts to this. That they're interviewing John Kerry's ex-girlfriend. Okay, before he met Teresa Hines.
And after his divorce?
Correct.
Okay.
This is too funny. Hey, Rob, where's the stuff about what kind of woman he likes?
It's in there. Is it in there?
I don't. He did an interview with GQ. Over,
oh, yeah, okay, here you go.
The one where he talked about Charlize Theron?
Yes. Yeah, right. Okay, writer for GQ magazine. He says, he said to the woman, this is John Kerry, look for what gets your heart. Look for someone who excites you and turns you on. What do you like, John? Now think about this. Think about the woman that he's married to now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Full woman. Confident. It's a woman who loves being a woman. Mm-hmm. Who wears your womanhood.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows how to flirt and have fun. Smart. Confidence. Strong. And obviously, sexy. Saucy and challenging. And then after that, they say there's about a 2-minute break, and he says, oh, yes, thank God I found Teresa. So I guess
right.
he had that mm-hmm. thought about his dream woman, mm-hmm. and then a couple minutes later in the interview said, oh, yeah, oh, and thank God I found Teresa.
He sort of checked himself there as he went. I like the way he sounded with that. He sounded very, I don't think we've ever heard of, you know, even Bill Clinton, you know. Kept it in the closet.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is...
Sexy.
Yeah, I wouldn't describe her as any of those things, though. I mean, I wouldn't...
Oh, I would, absolutely.
Teresa Hines?
Yeah, I mean, the strong part? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, she doesn't take crap from anybody.
Sure. I don't think... Listen, I bet she's a woman...
I mean, when you get right down to the end, that's where I have a little problem. But it's, well, what's the quote again?
Okay, the first part I would agree with. Full woman,
yep.
Confident, a woman who loves being a woman. Well, that, you know, what, there's good and bad to that. She wears her womanhood.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. She knows how to flirt and have fun. Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Strong.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy. Saucy. Challenging.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I do.
Anyway, well, you know, different strokes
right.
for different folks. So then GQ goes on, and they find a girl who dated John Kerry. And let me see. She says, John Kerry's 100% male.
Good.
They had a 20-month dalliance.
Uh-huh.
And she says John Kerry liked to cook seafood. And was great in bed.
Really?
Now, here's a quote from this hoe. She says, and I only call her a hoe because...
You mean in the best possible way.
Well,
endearment.
No, listen, you know, she's coming out in GQ now to say this stuff about him. You know,
right.
Just shut up, whore.
Right.
But anyway, I'm reading it because it's fascinating.
Right.
She says, John would whisper French phrases in my ear. I would say... Speak to me in French. And so he would do it.
Bonjour.
I didn't know what he was saying. You see, I don't speak French.
Because I'm a dumb hoe.
So then, as you were mentioning, Mike, about Charlize Theron.
Yes.
They ask John Kerry. Now, again, keep in mind, he's married to, you know... Teresa Hines.
Teresa.
Right.
What we're neglecting to mention here is the age factor, too. How old is John Kerry, right? Isn't he like 60-something? Right?
I don't know, but he was just with this girl, I guess. How long has he been married to...
Obviously, you know, for a guy his age, he keeps himself in great shape. Yeah. He runs around and all that. But,
right.
But
I mean, it's Bush, though.
But I mean, yeah, but I mean, it's just like... well, I wasn't mentioning Bush.
I know you're worried, but God, just take one thing about Kerry, and let's just take one thing about him. Hey, listen, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Teresa Hines, Kerry, might be a great vice president, I call the first lady the vice president, because really,
right.
She has more to do than the vice
sure,
president
right.
does. But she's not a babe on wheels.
She's an older broad.
She's 65.
But I mean...
She's 65. I can't even think of her in those terms.
But I'm thinking even back in the day.
Name me a 65-year-old who you can, who you would think of in like... I'm trying. I'm really... Because there's got to be somebody out there. Who's a 65-year-old who we can
think of? How old is Goldie Hawn? What, 50? How old is Diane Keaton? Almost 60,
yes,
right?
Diane Keaton.
Okay. But anyway, listen... I just think it's goofy that he would make love to her and she'd say whisper French to me and then he does no.
Well, that's not
French.
Teresa. That's the girlfriend.
That's
right?
The girlfriend.
And what does he say about Charlize?
Okay,
Theron?
So he says, "What Hollywood actresses do you find sexy?"
Mm-hmm.
John Kerry says, and now I think this is a smart move on his part because demographically, listen to the women he chooses.
Okay,
Marilyn Monroe. Okay, so you got one too for the old people.
I agree with him there. Yeah,
then he says Catherine Zeta-Jones. So you've got someone for middle-aged people.
Excellent.
And then for those young Gen Xers, he throws in Charlize Theron.
Well, you know, what if he had said, what if he said Molly Shannon? You know what I mean?
Well, we'd be in trouble. Then I would understand why he married Teresa Hines.
So Teresa doesn't do it for you at all. You don't think that in her day that she would have done it?
No.
I haven't seen any
pictures. Four letters, Mike.
What's that?
N-A-I-R.
Nair.
It's a hair remover.
You know what? I really look at her now, and I can't make any judgment now because I don't think of her as a sexy lady. But I haven't seen any pictures of her when she was younger.
Here is what John Kerry says now about Teresa. After they asked him about what the girl said and all this. She's funny, complicated, attractive, very beautiful. And now we're going to go back to the girl who had the thing with him, the 20-month thing, back in 1990. They met at an environmental thing for Earth Day. It was snowing outside, the girl says. John Kerry says, how are you going to get home? She says, I don't know. He says, I'll give you a ride. They go to her place, and he says, will you have dinner with me? She said, yes. And she was in his life for the next 20 months. Whenever she and John Kerry didn't go out on dates, they did not go out on dates because, they want to keep this secret.
This is when he was a single senator after his divorce. Okay.
Wanted to keep the relationship secret, so they used code names. He was Michael, and she was Catherine. those were their code names for John Kerry.
Interesting.
Okay, so
he's 59, by the way.
Whatever. And, okay. That's that. That's all I had to say.
What? Nothing.
I guess I just nothing.
I know exactly what the dynamic is here. I do. You think that anything you say about Kerry, I'm going to react to it?
Yes, I do.
I really don't. I think you're oversensitive about that. I really do. And I think, frankly, that deep down inside, you're conflicted about this election.
For the last friggin' time.
I really do. I think
for the last time, I'm not. But I'd like for one time to say on the show something negative about Kerry. Like,
I know you would.
I think he's a dopey-looking guy. Mm-hmm. I've said the same thing about Bush.
Right.
I think Teresa Hines, frankly, looks like a crazy bag lady.
Okay.
She really does.
Okay.
To me. I mean, I'm still going to vote for the guy.
Right.
But
right.
She looks like a crazy bag lady.
A crazy bag lady. That's right. God, that makes me mad.
All right, let's change the topic.
All right, please.
Let's change the topic. I know you saw Michael Jackson show up at church the other day with the little kids. Mm-hmm. And he had his whole family there. Even Crazy LaToya was there and Janet was there. They were all wearing white.
Right.
Now, I want to say this, that there's a guy, Steve Harvey, and he's got the TV show.
Yes. Comedian, actor.
And he's been in movies, mm-hmm. and he's got a radio show.
Right.
I think he's funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to say to Steve Harvey, this is absolute suicide for your career, which is pretty happening.
What did he do?
I see Steve Harvey. Not only does he go to church on the day that Michael Jackson goes to church, Buzz had this on the news, where the kid says, will I be safe at Neverland Ranch? And,
right.
He says, yeah, of course you'll be safe there. Steve Harvey has a press conference afterwards. Now, I saw this on television. I'm just summarizing. But what he said was, I support Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Michael Jackson asked me to show up. He's a friend of mine. He will be proved innocent of all charges,
mm-hmm.
and I wish the media would just back the hell off. This is a good man, an innocent man.
Oh, no.
Now, listen, Steve Harvey, if you're within the reach of this radio show,
right,
retract that statement, dude. There's a lot of people like me that think you're a pretty funny, pretty happening guy.
Right.
I watch your show on the WB. I've seen you in movies. You're funny. But listen, Michael Jackson's a kid toucher.
Yeah, I mean,
and now's not the time to stand up at church and be. And incidentally, Steve, did it ever occur to you that you were the only celebrity there? That you're the only one that stood up? And let me follow that up with this.
Okay.
About Michael Jackson. Okay. There's some girl who used, another girl who used to work for him. They're all writing books now.
Oh, good.
And I won't bore you with all of the stuff about the boys that came in and out of Neverland, according to this girl.
Mm-hmm.
However, she does give some direct quotes. The one quote that I had to share with you was about Macaulay Culkin. because there's always been that talk that they were, you know, hacking
around.
Wasn't
Macaulay Culkin one of the early...
Right.
Yeah. One of the very first times that we kind of, be, you know, we kind of questioned...
One of the first special friends.
One of Michael's...
It was right around the Emmanuel Lewis time.
One of Michael's first conquests.
Yes, absolutely.
What is it that Michael Jackson found so sexy about Macaulay Culkin? Here's the quote from the girl that worked at Neverland Ranch. Michael was in love with Macaulay because he was always talking about how he couldn't wait to see Macaulay and his bee-stung lips, which is how Michael Jackson referred to Macaulay Culkin's lips. His bee-stung...
I've been watching them.
Yeah.
The bee-stung lips. Bye!
Wow.
Where's the bee-stung lip boy?
You can't.
Man, oh man, just weird. Man, when you think, he is becoming like Elvis. Just when you think he hasn't given us enough, he gives us more.
He is. And Steve Harvey, hey, dude, have a press conference right now. Save your career, man.
I have never seen the Steve Harvey show.
It's funny. It's Steve Harvey's big time show.
I saw Steve Harvey on that Bill Maher show where they have the panel, and I thought he was phoning it in. That was my only impression of Steve Harvey.
He's funny on his show on the WB, but right. But man, dude, you picked the wrong horse to ride in that race, for goodness sakes.
Ride me.
The Olympics. We had a discussion about the Olympics that went very badly, so we won't discuss the Olympics much today. Suffice it to say, not as many people are watching it.
Right.
It's not catching on like everybody thought it would.
It's hard to figure out why that's happening, because I know in previous Olympics there at least is a little... Sometimes I think the time change has something to do with it, but it's just... I'm kind of lost. It doesn't seem like it's as big a deal.
Here's the best thing that nobody saw, including me on the Olympics, until I saw this on ESPN.
Okay.
Now, this is not only funny, but this will make you wonder about the security that we have at these games in Athens.
Right.
During one of these events, one of these high dive events.
The Greek style security.
Yeah. So maybe you've seen like they've got the synchronized diving. And
yeah, that's all I've been seeing. Synchronized diving.
Well, then you missed the guy who somehow, while wearing a tutu and no shirt, with the words goldenpalace.com tattooed on his back, you missed him as he slipped through security, actually climbed up to the top ladder.
While wearing clown shoes.
While wearing clown shoes at the Olympics, jumped into the pool, and then swam around for what they said on ESPN was 3 to 4 minutes.
Where the hell was security?
Exactly. Okay, bingo!
Man, oh man!
And it was a thing on ESPN that they showed. It was one of those things they said, we're going to show it, and we want to say this is really awful, and this is, you know, and I'm thinking, now what is, like, somebody got shot? No, it's a big fat guy in a tutu up on top of the diving board, and you can see clear as day, goldenpalace.com.
It's not the Streaker guy, is it?
No, it's a
not
different
that guy. The,
no, no.
The British guy. That
oh, no.
Profile.
No, it's a, this is a big fat guy, and it's so funny.
Do you have, like, the full tutu on?
Yes, and it was blue with big-ass clown shoes.
That's great. That is great.
It was beyond great.
Canadian. You know.
And anyway, now we're taking security very seriously.
Well, the way I understand it is the security over there is really out of anybody. I mean, it's the Greek government. They're handling all the security.
Right.
That's the way I understand it.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
They're a powerful army.
Buzz, go to goldenpalace.com, please. We can get a picture of this and show this to Mike.
Oh, good. I'd like to see that.
This was the thing that, now on ESPN, as I mentioned, I saw this on SportsCenter. They're like, this is... You know, we don't condone this. This is all not what it's about. The camera should not be on this guy.
Same thing like they do in you're seeing a baseball game, and they don't show the fan on the field. You know, for my money, I know it would probably encourage other people to do it, but show the fan. Show the fan in the seventh inning that's so drunk he decides to run on the field.
Everybody wants to see, and this guy's too great. Buzz, when you get that picture,
let
me know.
Yeah, I've got the pictures. I can't get a big version of the picture, so you'll have to get up really, really close.
All right, Mike, can you squeeze over there to Buzz's screen and take a peek? Can you see the guy there? You see him?
Yeah.
Now, is he gigantic or not?
Yeah.
Buzz, click where it says click for video. Can you click there? Can you click on the video? Can you see that right there?
Yes.
Okay, click here for video.
I've clicked.
Video.
That's
What a y'all. And, all right, now it's downloading. We'll get some QuickTime video.
There we go.
There he is.
And a nice little tattoo of the GoldenPalace.com or the writing on his chest.
Anyway, no, it's a tattoo. Maybe it's a temporary tattoo. I can't say it's a real one. But it's got to be the funniest freaking thing. And anybody that hasn't seen it, Mike, here's the video showing up now.
Here it is in motion.
Go to GoldenPalace.com. This dude is at the Olympics.
How do you like the motion so far?
And it's too great.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
They are computers do work at lightning fast speed.
Right. Well, Mike, you know what?
I got the idea. I got the picture of the
go
guy.
Go home tonight and you'll see it on your computer.
Great video.
Does anyone care? I write your own joke. I'm not going to do a joke. Paris Hilton has lost her chihuahua.
Oh, my God.
And anyway, it's $5,000.
To get it back, the reward?
Yeah, that's the reward. $5,000.
What is that? It's Paris Hilton's dog. It ought to be $10,000.
For her chihuahua. I say, look in your pants, honey. This is too good. This is too good.
The hairless chihuahua, I believe.
That's why I said to look there, Buzz.
Thank you.
There's what is it, the Miss Universe or Miss...
Miss Universe?
Miss World pageant?
Miss World.
How is it that they would come up with Miss Norway? What competition would that be for Miss World?
Miss Norway would be either Miss Universe or Miss World.
Okay. She's been disqualified.
Really?
She's been disqualified because they found out that before she got into the beauty queen thing, she was in porno. And she was in explicit porno. Now, wait, this gets better.
Isn't that kind of like standard practice over in Norway?
Hold on, this gets better.
Everybody.
So they come to her after she's won this title, and they say, hey, listen, baby, you can't be Miss Norway because you're in this hardcore porno.
Mm-hmm.
She says, oh, no, you don't understand. I don't do the accent, but what she says is, you don't understand. I got a twin sister. That's my twin sister, you know, Olga, whatever her name is. That's my twin sister. That's not me. So at first they say to her, all right, no problem. They put the crown back on you, Miss Norway. Somebody goes and checks the birth records.
She doesn't have a sister.
She doesn't have a twin. She doesn't have a twin. She doesn't have a twin. She doesn't have a sister.
Wow. Oh, people are liars always.
She has been in, I think, something like 27 hard...
And they're
described as hardcore porn.
Hardcore.
Not soft porn. But how great is that? It is
has
not
me. Has been in any foot fetish videos?
I don't know about that. I don't know. It is not me. It is my twin sister.
It's just my twin sister. May I have the crown back, please?
Hello, Don, from the great state of Maine. Don.
Hey, that guy on the Olympics. I read today that Greek justice, he's already been tried, convicted, and he's sentenced to 5 months.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, my friend.
This just in.
See you later. Yes, Buzz?
Paris's chihuahua has been found. The hairless chihuahua has been located.
Oh, well, let's call off the search.
Yeah.
What pair of pants?
leather.
Relax.
They were leather. The chihuahua was sweating. No word on how the dog turned up or whether a reward was paid. So it's just all we know is the dog is back.
Well, I'm running out of time here.
I wonder if she still has the steer in her backyard.
I can just tell you, this is... I know you probably heard that Craig Kilborn quit.
Yeah, Craig Kilborn.
Craig Kilborn not going to do the late show anymore. Craig Kilborn.
Have they named a replacement for him?
I got a list. Hold on a second of who they're thinking about.
Okay.
They want, of course, Conan O'Brien.
Right. Yeah.
Because they think that he'll take Letterman's spot when Letterman quits. But Conan O'Brien... Brian doesn't know about it. They want Jon Stewart.
You have to give it to Jon Stewart.
Jon Stewart says, I'm happy at Comedy Central doing the show that I want.
Yeah, I don't buy that for a second.
Here is, I'm telling you, the absolute leader on this is this girl, Amy Sedaris.
Really?
If you watch the Letterman show, he has her on all the time.
Yeah, I know who you're talking
about. She is... quirky. She's a quirky blonde.
She would be a wonderful new addition. I think she'd be okay.
That's who Letterman wants.
But don't you think the logical move would be to go with Jon Stewart? I mean, Jon Stewart, I think, is absolutely underutilized on Comedy Central.
I agree, but I think the genius move is if you get Conan. Because then
that's the best.
Because then as soon as Letterman is gone, you know, goodbye, Leno.
Right.
You know, as soon as Letterman decides that he's tired of doing it, you can plug Conan O'Brien in. And,
And it's up to Letterman. I mean, he controls that time slot right after his show, so it'll be his decision.
So anyway, but he likes the girl Amy Sedaris. And right. I got time for one.
Must be whack.
A feel good that I want to direct to my best friend Rob Spiewak, and I mean that. I mean, you are my best friend. You're my best buddy, Mike. You're my second or third best buddy, Buzz.
I'll take it.
Almost forgot your name.
That's how you know it's second or third.
But listen to this. It's only with a best friend that you would dedicate a story like this.
Understand. Right.
It's something about Hurricane Charlie. And all of the things that have happened down there in Florida.
Southwest Florida.
Yeah, right. It's Hillsborough County is the county that I'm speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of damage from Hurricane Charlie.
Yeah.
However, you'd be glad to know that while crime in general is down over 50% since Friday, since the hurricane hit Central Florida, crime is way down. However, wife beaters, the domestic abuse,
oh really,
are going through the roof.
People are melting down.
No, no pun intended, Rob. With you and Carrie going through the roof. I mean, actually putting her through the roof. Normally, they have about a dozen or so arrests a day in this area.
Right.
Now it's into triple digits.
Oh my!
Per day.
Wow.
In Central Florida. Well,
Carrie and I have been looking for a vacation destination.
Well, there you go.
And so I guess we'll book our tickets early.
Well, you blend right in.
Yes, of course.
That's too great. Oh, and Mike, if I could just mention, because I mentioned the hurricane.
Yeah.
Thank God your house is okay.
Thank you, Don.
Thank God your house is okay.
Thank you for your kind words.
Thank God your house.
Thank you all.
Hey, okay.
Thank you. God bless you all, one and all.
That's my feel good today. That's all. There's a lot of stuff that I didn't get to today. There's a Larry King thing that I've had for about a week that I want to say. Let me just tease this with you.
Hi.
There's always so much good stuff about Larry.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's written an article now in Maxim, in your new Maxim. You're going to see it. It's called How to Do Anything Better.
I'm reading Maxim magazine, yeah. I always think Larry King would be perfect.
Isn't that like the worst thing you imagine? You pick up Maxim, you're just flipping through, and all of a sudden you go, Hi,
it's Larry King with his suspenders.
Hi.
Yeah.
Anyway, they asked him to write a column.
We took it from them.
They asked him to write a column about how to be a gracious host.
Oh, right.
And how to listen.
Oh, God.
I don't have time now.
The world's greatest interviewer.
I don't have time now, but remind me, on tomorrow's show,
you have to be naturally curious.
We will hear that is part of his,
of course.
That's part of his first answer.
His spiel.
Have you seen the promos for, I guess it's 60 Minutes 2?
No.
He's on this week with Sean and his wife, and one of the questions from Mike Wallace is, tell me about your wedding night. You may want to beacon on
Yeah, you.
All right, so tomorrow we'll get to Larry King because he's curious.
Yeah,
I'm very curious.
And that's also the name of the Britney Spears cologne.
Yes, curious.
Curious.
Mike, I'd be glad to tell you all about my wedding night.
Curious.
Sean came in.
I took the blue pill. I said, now, pump. Pump, pump.
I was insatiable.
And when I said pump, don't get the wrong idea.
No, right.
Pump like you would,
Sure.
Air pump like with Reebok, but they had the shoes where you pump it up.
Not to confuse anyone.
Pump it up. Pump up the gas. Pump up the volume.
Look, I did it.
Okay. Well, when we come back, oh, God, we got more Jomos to go. Oh, no, hold on. We've got the lady that won $77,000 in a show none of us have ever heard of.
Right.
On the WP.
We'll be able to do it with mirrors.
Yeah.
We'll fake it.
We'll figure it
so
out.
So tell us about the show.
Anyway, she's I guess, a listener of our show. I mean, this is one of those interviews.
You don't know.
I don't know a lot about it. All I know is that the girl won $77,000 on the WB, and now she's going to go for $777,000.
We will have no problem doing this interview because we are naturally curious.
As long as you're curious.
Curious. I'm curious.
Curious.
Curious. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. It's time for another edition of Joe Moe's Joe Artinger, Man on the Streets.
I am Joe Sechrest from CBS Radio. May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast?
Sure.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Melissa Diamond from Brick, New Jersey.
Are you excited?
I am.
What makes you think you have the talent to be the last comic standing?
Nothing. I don't have the talent to be a comic at all.
Is American Idol your favorite show on ABC television?
No, because it's on Fox.
Oh, hey!
What do you plan to sing?
I haven't decided.
Can you sing something for me right now, really loud?
No.
How long have you been waiting in line?
Oh, we came here on Monday.
Doesn't that make you a loser already?
Yeah.
Please explain.
Anybody who'd be willing to stay here for 2 days is a loser.
There you go.
How do you think Simon Cowell will smell?
Pretty good.
Do you prefer fat, puffy Paula Abdul or thin, druggy Paula Abdul?
Oh, somewhere in between, I guess.
Would you suck on one of Paula's infected fingernails?
No.
Are you nervous that Randy Jackson may eat you?
No.
Joe
what
Mo.
What flavor do you think Ryan's hair tastes like?
Peaches.
Again.
If you could do one thing to Ryan Seacrest without fear of moral or legal punishment, what would it be?
I'd spank him.
Who is your favorite Olympian and why?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been following it. Isn't that awful?
Who knows?
How many years has it been since Elvis Presley left us?
Since he left us? Oh, God. I don't know.
Joe Mose.
Would Elvis have been successful on American Idol?
Maybe.
Idol contestant John Peter Lewis had an IQ of 75. Can you name a movie character that had the same IQ?
Oh, God. Pee Wee Herman, maybe?
Who would win in a fist fight, Ryan Seacrest or Billy Bush?
Who's Billy Bush?
Alien or Predator?
Oh, God. I don't like either one.
Can you name the three gay finalists in the show's history?
Clay Aiken. Help me out.
Help me out.
I don't know. No.
Pleased to be singing the theme to American Idol right now.
No, can't do it.
Right. American Idol sucks without Brian Dunkelman. What say you?
Dunkelman.
No, I don't miss him one bit.
Huh.
Can you tell me what a metrosexual is?
Yeah, it's a man who cares a lot about what he looks like. He gets his nails manicured. He gets haircuts a lot. He dresses well.
Were you surprised to hear about the love affair between Clay and Ruben?
I didn't even hear about it till now.
Do you think I should be allowed to marry my gay lover?
Sure.
Good luck with your talent show thingy.
Thank you.
There you go. That was another Joe Mo.
Joe Mo.
As Joe downtown earlier this morning, she was one of the smarter interviews here in D.C. Where they got the American Idol auditions happening.
They respectfully declined. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Nice. It's tighter than a nun. Joining us now, here we go. I got her name right here. It's Sheila. I don't want to screw up the last name. Shigani? Is it Shigani?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Sheila Shigani. What a great name.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sheila won $77,000 on a WB show called Studio 7.
Wow.
Which is like what? Part Big Brother, part Jeopardy, part Concentration.
Flink meets Real World.
What does it mean?
Supposedly.
What is it again, Sheila? I missed that.
It's kind of like a Weakest Link meets Real World.
Okay, so they kind of follow you around, and then you have quiz questions.
Oh, hold on. I've got right here. Mike, I've got it here.
Okay.
Every week, seven brainy contestants, aged 18 to 25, are brought to New York to live together in a loft. On their last day together, they come to Studio 7 and compete each other in a quiz show, where one contestant, as it turns out, Sheila, wins $77,000. In the eighth and final episode, on 9-9, the winners, including Sheila, from the previous 7 weeks, come back to compete against each other for the grand prize of $777,000.
As far as Sheila, the questions are concerned. What kind of? What are they? All over the board? Common knowledge? What kind of questions?
No, it's all current events, and like as the rounds progress, it gets more and more current. And then they also gave us like a specialized topic, and then we also had a memorization list.
So, what does living with people have to do with being on a show where you answer trivia questions?
Well, there are a few rounds where you know, you vote people off, and there are also rings that you can use to ask people for help. So,
well, then, so it also sounds like Who Wants to. Also, sounds like it borrows from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, you can get a, you can get like a lifeline type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah. you say you can vote people off. The rest of your loft mates can kick somebody off the show, and then they won't even get a chance to compete for the $77,000. Is that the way that works?
Yeah, you have to get one wrong to go to the block, and for the first three rounds, how they did in my game is, the first two people to get one wrong would go to this block, and then everyone would vote them off.
Hey, good time slot for this show. I'm just checking here. Not much competition.
It's on Thursday
really?
Night. It's on Thursday night at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Little show called CSI's on at the same time.
All right.
Little show called Will and Grace is on
right.
Well, same time.
But, you know, it doesn't affect you, Sheila, because you've already got 77 grand, right?
Right. I could care less.
Good for you. That's great.
So when you win this, you won 77 grand already. Do you have it in hand yet?
Actually, I just got the check 2 days ago.
Oh, really? So is it one big minus taxes, one big whopper amount of a check?
I have to pay taxes, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, that's
great. It was taken out already, but I'm not very good with money, so I don't know what's going to happen with that.
I like your laugh. Good luck. I do like your laugh. Are you gonna spend it on anything wild right away?
No, not at all.
Have you been
saving it?
Have you been stopped on the street by anybody who's seen the show?
No, not at all. I haven't expected to be stopped either. I mean, I'm in New York right now, so mm-hmm. It's a big city.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about
to recognize before mine?
What about in smaller cities? Has anybody recognized you in smaller cities?
You know, I haven't really. I doubt. I also had my hair straight.
Mm-hmm.
To the salon the day before, so and I naturally have wavy hair. So
was there any romance in the loft?
Pardon?
Was there any romance in the loft with anybody?
No, they literally woke us up at 6:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. And we studied.
Let me see.
Oh, that's boring.
Yeah.
I know.
Were there any Amish people there?
I used to joke whenever people would give us looks because we always had cameras around and tell them.
What is that? You know, here's a general reality show question for you. Well, that's got to be, I would imagine that really, at a certain level, would be exhausting to have cameras following your every move. Doesn't it get to be a pain?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty cynical about it. I kind of gave nothing to the camera because I know that.
Good for you.
That's how I feel,
I was a little overly paranoid. Looking back now, I saw my episode, and, I mean, they portrayed us pretty well, but,
Would you just sit in an easy chair with your arms folded the whole time, or what?
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, don't count on being spotted. First off, congratulations on winning the 77 grand.
Yeah. And good luck, you know, to win the 700. That's good.
But good luck on getting recognized by anybody, because I've got last week's Nielsen's. And I've got good news and bad news. It's not like the dumb Geico commercial.
The good news is she's got the check in hand.
Yeah, now, here's the good news. You were not the lowest rated show on network television last week.
What was?
You were third to the lowest. The lowest rated show last week was the Friday night broadcast of Amish in the City on UBM. That's a rebroadcast, Mike.
Okay.
The second lowest rated show was also on UBN. It was a repeat of Enterprise.
Uh-huh.
And then the third lowest rated show last week in all of television was Studio 7.
Wow.
But let's see who was right ahead of you. Let's see the heavyweights that were right ahead of you.
You know, I gotta say though, I mean, that's based on an audience's taste. It's a great show with good intent.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have done a lot of other stuff and made.
What's the audience know?
It seemed like it wasn't, you know, created fake dramas, which they didn't. And
yeah, I mean, go figure. You're at 114 yet, you know. Hope and Faith's up at number 70.
Right.
Go figure.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Something's wrong with America.
But here's the real crime, darling. Your show's at number 114, yet according to Jim, is up to number 16.
There's no justice in America.
No.
There really is no
justice. What is wrong with people?
People are. It's very, very sad. Do you have any television aspirations?
I'm trying to be an actress right now, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any offers coming out of this show?
No, not really. I mean, it's reality. Even if there were to be offers, I'd be a little wary.
Let's throw open our phone lines here for the couple of seconds we have Sheila left on the phone. See if anybody, you know, we have a coast-to-coast regional network show. See if anybody's actually ever watched it. I'm waiting for the phones to light up.
We're going
to
wait here.
See if anybody does.
Sheila, you're a very smart girl, and you're going to hopefully be patient with us here.
Now you're from
There's the first call coming in.
Okay, you're from the D.C. area, right?
Yeah, from Maryland.
Uh-huh. You ever listen to our show?
You know, your name sounds familiar. That's a long time ago. I kind of tried to put that part of my life
right?
Behind.
Right. So are we.
Apologize.
So I guess we're both, I think what we're both experiencing, we're both facing the same dilemma then.
That's right.
We've never seen your show and you've never heard of ours. Well, you might have heard of it, but.
And
well, now I'm hearing you.
There would be one other glaring difference. I mean, I can talk about the ratings now.
Yes.
Her show came in 114th and ours is number one.
That's, but now look at, hold on. We have,
look, now the phones are heating up.
We have some calls. Let's see if anybody's actually watched this show. Hello, Don and Mike. Have you ever watched this show?
I never heard of it. I'm sorry.
Well, no, we want people to call and be on with it.
Blocking the line for people who've seen it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Have you ever seen the show?
Hey, I'd like to ask Sheila if she's going to use some of her money to buy Don and Mike's CD-ROM.
Get out of here. Get out of here. That's some dumb product we used to sell.
Hello. And it was dumb.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, gentlemen.
Have you ever seen this show, Studio 7?
Kind of like being one of your 14 radio squatters in Vegas. I hate to admit it, but yes, I actually saw this show.
So you've seen Sheila.
All right, good one. No, this is what we wanted to know. Do you like the show?
You're channel surfing, for God's sake. I've got the TV like you do.
And Sheila, you'll find that we have a lot of difficulty getting a straight answer
out
of our
audience. Do you like the show, Studios?
Yeah, it was watchable.
Studio 7.
Watchable.
It was watchable. Thanks for the compliment. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, I actually have watched this show. My wife and I watched it the last 3 weeks. The
there
last
you
three,
go.
3 weeks it's been on. It's a pretty good show. It's all current events, and it's definitely skewed towards a younger demographic, like 18 to 25 or
do you have a
like that.
Do you have a question for Sheila if you're a big fan of the show?
Sheila, good job.
Do you drive?
I don't really have a question.
Good question.
You have a minivan, sir?
No, sir, I don't. I have a one-ton Chevy.
Okay.
Just checking. I got a question for you, Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all thonged up?
Never mind. That's just, our expression of the week, Sheila.
Joke, are y'all thonged up? Hello,
up.
Don and Mike show. Hello? Hello?
Is it me?
Yes.
Yes, it's you.
I do have
a minivan.
Right.
I have watched the show. Big Brother is one of my favorite shows.
She's not on Big Brother. This is a show called Studio 7.
What did you think
I'm
she
sorry.
Was? You thought she was on Big Brother.
I'm very sorry.
And Sheila, we're sorry for some of our listeners.
Never mind, Sheila. Forget talking to our listeners. Good luck. Good luck with the show.
The show appears to be very popular among people who still have rabbit ears on their set.
Listen, congratulations on winning the $77,000.
How do you like your odds for the big money? What do you think? You think you got a good shot?
I mean, I wasn't expecting to win this first one, so going to go in with the same attitude.
And what will that attitude be? Just whatever happens, happens?
I mean, if I lose, I don't lose anything. It's just if I win a lot.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, will there be any attempt to sabotage the other contestants?
No. I want to be proud of the way I acted, regardless of whether or not I win.
Oh, that's all right.
I will not let the reality world get to me.
Good for you, Sheila.
Give us an example question that you get on this show.
Yeah, I'd like to have an example.
If you wouldn't mind.
See if we can answer it.
Okay. Well, let's see. I'll give you one that I guessed on.
Okay.
Let's see. Recent studies of global warming have proved that this most popular grain for the world is being sabotaged by global warming.
I can tell you, I would already turn the station.
It is rice.
Rice?
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
Good job. I was going to guess green beans.
Right. Was that correct, Sheila?
Yeah, that's the right answer.
Thank you.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Dude, I would have. As soon as I started the question...
They have, like, heartbeat music.
I would have changed the channel.
Whatever it takes to make you get nervous.
All right, now I got some questions.
So I would do well on the show. Is that correct, Sheila? I would be... I could.
You got that right away.
I've got some questions for you. Here's some questions for you. Who would win in a fist fight, Ryan Seacrest or Billy Bush?
Who invented?
Who would win in a fist fight, Ryan Seacrest or Billy Bush?
Right.
Well, I'm going to... Billy Bush.
Right. Billy Bush. Yeah, that's the most popular answer.
Alien or Predator?
Which is better?
Which you like?
Alien.
Were you surprised to hear about the love affair between Clay and Ruben on American Idol?
Are you serious?
Yes. Is American
Idol? I would believe that though.
Is American Idol your favorite show on ABC television?
Hell no.
Would you suck on one of Paula Abdul's infected fingernails?
No.
What makes you think you have the talent to be the last comic standing?
My funny looking face.
Do you think I should be allowed to marry my gay lover?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Good luck with your talent show thingy.
Talent show thingy.
And yeah. can we please to give us the celebrity you most resemble.
Physically or?
Yes, physically.
Yes, physically.
Uh-huh.
God, I don't know.
What flavor do you...
Say that I look like Frida.
Frida, my wife? It couldn't be my wife.
I don't know. I'd like to think that I look like Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei. Okay. All right, very nice.
What flavor do you think Ryan Seacrest's hair tastes like?
Grapefruit.
Great. That's a new one. Another very good.
We've never heard that one. And can you tell me what a metrosexual is?
You.
Oh,
hey.
It's a compliment.
Okay. Go to hell, okay?
No, that was a compliment.
No, I don't... Listen,
you don't like the metrosexual?
I ain't no metrosexual.
I'll tell you, a metrosexual is every guy that I've seen in New York.
Ah, yes.
Right, honey, you'll soon find I'm not every guy you'll see in New York.
Yeah.
That's right. Would you be nervous that Randy Jackson might eat you?
I'd have to know who Randy Jackson was.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Olympian?
Take your time.
I don't know.
What's your name and where are you from?
What's my name and where am I from?
We're reading from another survey.
What's your name and where are you from?
I heard this going on before I started talking.
Right. Are you excited?
Am I excited?
Yeah.
What do you plan to sing?
I plan to sing. It's your birthday.
Would you sing it for us, please?
Go shorty. It's your birthday.
Okay. You know what?
I forgot
he likes
you.
Your birthday.
I like that. Hey, I like Sheila. Sheila's a good sport. I like
Sheila.
Sheila,
thanks for being on our show.
I hope you win the big money, Sheila.
Yeah.
I just want you to know right now, even with the number of people that have turned this segment off already, there are still more people listening than have ever seen you on television. So good luck to you, Sheila.
And win that money, okay, Sheila?
I'll try.
Make us proud.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We'll be rooting for you.
Thank you.
Go number 114.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might get better.
Yeah, maybe next week you'll crack the top 110 rated TV show.
I think after this appearance, she will.
Uh-huh. All right. Thank you for being on the show, Sheila.
Thanks. Have a good
time. Bye-bye, too.
Bye-bye. There she goes.
You know, that was the first time we've ever gotten what celebrity do you most resemble in the question, physically?
Yeah.
No, like in your mindset.
And she was the winner on that show.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
No, he's not retarded.
That should be a she.
They cater to 18 to 25. IQ.
I guess it. I had one more question.
Are you retarded? It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
Hey, how about me with the rice, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, how about you?
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Me, I tuned out halfway during the question. Oh, you cheater!
Oh. How am I a cheater? I'm lucky.
You're holding up a copy of National Geographic, and on the cover it says global warming.
Global warming, and it's global all about global warming, and I was just thumbing through it, and I can actually show you.
Right. Oh, you cheater!
The golden boy wins
this
again.
This doesn't count as cheating.
This happens to be, I have a natural curiosity.
He didn't look it up.
We want
asked.
A picture, not a belly itcher. What's that? What's that a picture?
It's a lady in a rice paddy, and it's talking about the polar ice cap melting, and it's causing sea level to go up, destroying the rice.
Hold that picture back up for a second.
Okay.
That is one sexy lady.
That's Mike. The reason Mike Greenberg.
Yeah.
That's gross, what you just did to that magazine.
Right.
That's gross. You wouldn't do that to Mother Teresa, would you? That's the celebrity that lady in that magazine most resembles.
Don, things that normally happen in geologic time are happening during the span of a human lifetime.
Mm.
Three.
Okay.
Take that, Sheila.
Okay.
All right.
See you.
When we come back.
I'm a lucky man.
Postpone. Yeah, you are the golden boy.
Yeah. Now, see, but look at my honesty. I shared that with our audience. I couldn't just pretend that I was smart.
When we come back from the break.
The golden boy.
Never pretend you're smart when you're just lucky.
It's worked for me. when we come back, postponed from yesterday, this dude who talks to Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
And Jesus is really upset. He wants Bush to win the election. Right. And he's also got his other dead friend, John Lennon, to help him out. So we'll talk to the Reverend Speaker Gerald Polley right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You want to talk about loneliness or share a prayer request tonight? Maybe even a word of testimony, what God's been doing in your life. Frank is in New York listening over WAWZ. Thanks for calling us, Frank.
Good evening, gentleperson.
Evening, sir.
Anyway, I heard your topic about feeling alone, even alone in a crowd. And there are times when I feel alone in a crowd of one. And in my church, my pastor, Pastor Buzz Burbank, has stated on many occasions, I have taken drugs, I have imbibed in alcohol, I've had sex with women, but there's nothing like a good dose of Jesus Christ. And I was wondering if Jesus were alive today, if he would be listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Well, that's a great question. Bless you.
Thank you. I think
the reality is, I think he'd be doing the kind of things he was doing in the New Testament.
Do you smell your own farts?
I'm sorry it's like that on the air. And while we care about Frank and we pray for him, and certainly our hearts go out to him, and I'm grateful that he's involved in a church. And I want to encourage folks to pray for Frank and his own loneliness and the issues that he's dealing with in his own life. And most of all, that the Lord will be able to help him deal with some of the things that he needs to deal with.
Hi, Julia. Hi there.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
They're marvelous, you damn disasters. Leave them alone. They're beautiful.
Proof that comedy doesn't need to be funny. The Don and Mike Show.
All right. It's me. There's CTO. Yeah. Bow, bow. Bow, 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 bow. All the BTO songs sound the same, but that's okay. So he's got the chord progression.
Get up every morning by the quarter to seven.
Who's on the hotline? Hello?
Oh. I'm sorry, Boo. I thought you just called me.
I did. Didn't we have this problem earlier in the show?
I'm getting deja vu.
Yeah.
We did. I'll call you later.
Why do you call me right at the end of the break, so when I call you back, you're back on your show?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Rob, during the last break, it was a simple message that I wanted passed on. I even asked Rob during the last break while we were playing the tape. I said, just call Frieda and tell her this. And he said, I called, and she just never picked up the phone.
No, because the phone was acting up. You know, they screwy... in a portable phone.
All right, hold on. It was just a message. It was nothing. Hold on a second, okay? Rob can give you the message.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Hello, Frieda.
Give her the message. Go ahead while I call, set up this.
I want to hear what the message is.
No, you know what the message is. It's about the thing that we talked about.
Oh.
That thing. So I don't even want to mention it on the air. Oh. It's just, it's that thing. The guy... Oh, okay. Oh.
She said you already got that message.
No, she didn't get that message.
It's a new message.
It's a new message. Do you know the message?
Come on, Rob. You know what it is.
You know the message, right? About
right. She said she already had it.
But that's impossible, because that's not what we talked about.
What message are we talking about?
We're talking about...
I'm kidding. Oh. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm fine. I know that it was about the thing.
It was about
the thing.
Yeah, the thing with the thing.
Right. That thing. Was a long time ago. And didn't you speak to her since that?
Did you just say I love you too?
She said it first.
Okay. Rob, you're red.
Thank you.
Rob, you're really blushing. Did she get you with an I love you?
She did.
That's great.
Rob's really blushing.
What am I but a simple country boy?
That's great. Okay.
Oh my God, he's scarlet. Looks like a tomato.
Gerald Polley.
Yes.
That's this dude's name.
Yes.
He's a channeler. He's a former reverend. He's a speaker.
That's what he calls himself now, right? A speaker?
That's right. Mm. And he talks to Jesus all the time. And Jesus is very concerned that Bush is not going to win, so Jesus is throwing all of his support behind Bush. And his wife talks to dead John Lennon.
And is he voting for... Is dead John Lennon voting for Bush, too?
Yep.
All right. Hmm.
Campaigning for him.
Not that hard to believe, but...
Right?
Well, John Lennon was instrumental in his victory in 2000.
Oh, okay. Yeah, anyway.
So,
yes, hello, is this Gerald?
It sure is.
Hi, Gerald. It's Don and Mike, and you're on the air right now. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here. Glad we finally made it.
Yeah, I'm sorry that we had to reschedule you from yesterday's show.
That's all right. These things happen.
We're reading... I was reading yesterday during the air, during our show on the air, the endorsement of Jesus, where Jesus endorses George Bush.
It's amazing that Jesus would endorse a political candidate.
No, not really.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody thinks that he's non-political. He's very political. He was political in his lifetime.
Really? So Jesus...
against the, you know, the politicians of his day.
Is Jesus, has he been throughout his life a Republican?
No, he is of the tendency to back the best possible candidate.
Mm. What about, where does Jesus line up on the Ralph Nader issue?
Ralph Nader is a good guy, but he's not really going to be able to do anything, so it would just be a wasted vote.
Mm-hmm. When you, this entire gigantic, big, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 paragraph thing, like hundreds of words, Jesus' endorsement of Bush that we...
It's an amazing endorsement,
that we would send. How did you get that? Because it says like the beginning, it says, I come to you today as the ruler of the kingdom of God, which mankind often calls heaven, to give you my endorsement for the reelection of George W. Bush. Now, did Jesus dictate this to you? Did he write it himself?
Well, usually he comes through me and dictates them to my wife, and she puts them down and then puts them up on the website.
And your wife talks to John Lennon, too, right?
Right.
Is John Lennon backing Bush in the election?
Yeah, he's taking New York State is his... particular place to work in, and he set up operations
there. Now, when you say John Lennon's taking New York State to work in, what does he contact people like yourself, people that can channel?
Anybody he can. He reaches out to everybody that knew him or
right.
anybody that cares about him.
What is it that John Lennon likes about George Bush?
That he is courageous and he will make a stand when it needs to be made, even if it's unpopular.
And what is it that Jesus doesn't like about John Kerry?
We could be all day on that.
Give me Jesus one or two top things about Kerry that he doesn't like.
Mainly Kerry's support of homosexuality and his lack of honesty and his switching all the time from one thing to another. He's for it, against it. He's for it, he's against it.
When's the last time you spoke to Jesus?
He's not very coherent. He's not very steady on anything.
When is the last time you spoke to Jesus?
Pardon?
When's the last time you spoke to Jesus?
Yesterday.
Yesterday? What did he? What was the conversation about yesterday?
What's happening?
We had, his wife had some problems in Florida, and we were...
Who's Jesus' wife?
Mary?
Yes, Mary Magdalene.
How's she doing?
Wait, hold.
Mary Magdalene wasn't married to Jesus.
Yes, she was.
What?
It wasn't recorded in the Bible, but he...
I remember this from a previous episode when we had him on before.
Oh, so Jesus was a married man.
I believe when we had you on 3 or 4 years ago, you mentioned that Jesus and Mary were married.
Right.
Mr. Pollack, can I ask you a question?
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you ever spent any amount of time in a butterfly net?
No, but there's been a lot of people that tried to get me there.
Yeah. Have you ever been committed? Seriously, have you ever been put in a mental institution?
Yes, and they declared me totally sane.
Really? When did that happen?
I had some trouble with the law way back when I was a teenager. And they sent me for observation, and the doctor said, you're the sanest person I've ever seen. I wish more people were.
Why do you think Jesus has chosen... Why do you think Jesus has chosen you to be his voice to endorse Bush?
Because we speak exactly what he once said, and we don't change it. We don't try to temper it. If people don't like it, we just put it right out there anyway.
Did you vote in the last presidential election?
Yes.
Who did you vote for?
Bush.
Wouldn't it be easier for Bush for Jesus just to put a subliminal thought in all of our minds, like a mass email?
Yeah.
That's just exactly what they're trying to do with the angelic choir.
The angelic choir, so you get with the choirs of angels are going to sing Bush's name when people step into the voting booth?
They keep singing several songs over and over again, and by the time it gets up to election time, they'll probably sing them 4 times an hour.
I mean, you think the choirs of angels in heaven are wasting their time over George Bush?
No, we don't at all, because it worked very well in the last election.
Really?
Was John Lennon involved in the last election?
Oh, yeah. If it hadn't been for him, we would now be under a Democratic.
So you're saying John Lennon won the election for Bush over Al Gore?
We're quite sure of it.
Did he help out down in Florida?
He helped out everywhere. The kingdom of God put their full efforts into defeating Gore.
The choirs of angels.
Right. And every angelic, they had angelic messengers in every polling place.
What do they look like?
People not.
What do the angelic messengers look like?
They look like people, or they look like winged beings.
Mm-hmm. Winged beings?
Right.
May we speak to your wife about her conversations with John Lennon?
Now?
Yeah, if she's available.
Please.
Linda.
Oh, Linda.
Oh, Linda.
Linda.
Oh, Linda.
She's coming.
Ah, good. Very good. Is she floating into the room?
Because I was a huge Beatles fan. Everybody was.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Hi, Linda. This is Don and Mike. How are you, ma'am?
Hi. Pretty good, thanks.
How's John Lennon doing?
Oh, fine right now.
When's the last time you spoke to John?
Yesterday, I believe.
Just yesterday. And what did Johnny have to say?
Just usual good comments on the story my husband is writing and stuff like that.
Why does John Lennon want George Bush to be president?
If he's not elected, the world will end.
But, oh, wow. Well, that's a much stronger statement than we even got in the Jesus endorsement letter. John Lennon saying give peace a chance, and he was very anti-war, and the President Bush has taken us to war. How does John Lennon feel about that?
Excuse me, I didn't quite understand your question.
Oh, that's okay.
Yes, you did, Linda.
And what about back when John Lennon was still alive, like Hoover and Nixon, all those guys followed him around, had a big file on him because he was a long-haired hippie. I find it hard to believe that, although I didn't know the Democratic or Republican with John Lennon, I'd have to guess he's a Democrat or an independent. I would not picture John Lennon as a modern Republican.
Or perhaps even an anarchist. Yeah, we're surprised.
Yeah, well, actually, they're neither one, but they're definitely supporting President Bush right now.
Linda, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked your husband. Have you ever been institutionalized?
No.
No?
Are you on any meds right now?
Definitely not.
Oh, good.
Definitely not.
Good.
Do you talk to Johnny Lennon on topics besides the presidential election?
Yeah, quite a few.
What's he passionate about besides this election? What are his interests now?
Oh, boy. Well, that's his main interest right now.
The election.
Are there any other famous people that you talk to, that you channel?
Yeah.
Like who?
Let's see. Over the years, we've channeled several people.
Have you ever endeavored to speak to George Harrison?
Yeah, we speak with him every day, too.
Oh, you do?
Well, how does he feel about the election?
How's he doing?
Same way John does.
Yeah. Both George and John are for George Bush?
Well, who are some of the other famous people, Linda?
Let's see. Some of the favorite people that we've talked to over the years is Abbott Costello.
Abbott Costello?
They're backing Bush?
Are they for Bush?
Definitely. I thought so.
Are there any celebrities that speak to you from the grave that are supporting John Kerry?
Amen.
No.
No pun intended.
None.
Unanimous.
None.
Really?
That's amazing.
There's no hardline Democrat that's recently kicked? Or even in the... What about... Do you only speak to people who... Well, obviously not. So let me think. Who's the last Democratic president we had who died?
Kennedy.
Right, JFK.
Johnson.
You ever talk to John Kennedy or Lyndon Johnson?
I don't remember. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Do you think that they would also be endorsing Bush?
Definitely. Like I say, the whole afterlife.
The entire afterlife.
So John F. Kennedy, Lyndon Baines Johnson, everybody, regardless of how they felt, Republican, Democrat, war, anti-war, everybody in the afterlife is for Bush.
Right. They
Why?
Want to keep the world
Why, going honey? Why? Why?
They want to keep the world going for a long time.
And if we vote for the other guy, the world's going to end.
Right.
Why? How?
Well, my husband would be the best one to explain that.
I bet he would.
Put him back on.
Yeah,
please.
Put him back on.
Nice talking to you, Linda.
You too.
Okay. Yeah, take care.
It was a pleasure.
Go back to the root cellar.
Yeah. Yeah. What would happen if all of the dead people that you channel didn't get their message across, and God forbid, no pun intended, your endorsement, Jesus endorsement didn't work, and Kerry wins the election? What happens then?
We don't even want to think about it.
Well, no, let's think about it.
Hopefully we can keep things in control.
But no, let's say that that the unspeakable happens, and John Lennon is not able to get his message, Jesus is not, and somehow Kerry wins. What happens then?
The world would slowly start to die.
You mean, what do you mean by die?
Die, literally. Everything would start to die.
Why is that?
And slowly, because the connection would be broken between the afterlife and the material world. And slowly, everything would start to die.
Ah, and everything would start to die.
Within 100 years, all that would be left here would be a ball of mud circling the sun.
And that would be if John Kerry is elected.
Right.
Right.
What if you're wrong?
There's always a very slim possibility, but we don't think so.
Now, Gerald, let's just say the unspeakable happens and Kerry is elected. Would we have time to impeach him if the world started to die? I know we have
turned
a
to mud, Rob.
I'm sorry.
Probably be a little late then. Once the process started,
we'd really have to speed up.
Probably be pretty hard to stop it.
Who would you recommend if I wanted to speak to Jesus? I know he's a busy man. Would I go through John Lennon? Would I go through George Harrison?
I'd like to know if Jesus is aware of the Don and Mike show.
What?
Is Jesus aware of our radio show?
Probably is now. Probably listening to it right now.
He's listening to it right now because we're speaking with you?
Right.
Is there any way you could maybe communicate with him right now? And ask him what he thinks of the show?
Right now.
What?
I don't pick him up right now.
Well, get a yes or no? Maybe you could just, like, you know, send a lightning bolt through a tree or something if he likes the show.
God's in a bad cell.
Oh, you don't want to ask him to do things like that.
You don't want to ask him to do things like that, really?
You want to have the whole electrical supply in your city knocked out.
Oh, we wouldn't want to do that.
Really? I dare you.
It's fun. Can Jesus make me thinner?
Well, he'd probably tell you to stop eating so much.
Oh, thanks a lot, Gerald.
Well,
Gerald?
That's his best advice to people that want to be thinner.
Okay.
Gerald? Hey, Gerald?
Yes?
Would you suck on one of Paula Abdul's infected fingernails?
What? I don't think so.
No, good for you.
What makes you think you have the talent to be the last comic standing? Gerald?
Thousands of years of practice.
Alien or Predator? Pick a winner. Alien or Predator?
Oh, I'm afraid it's going to be Alien.
Mm-hmm. I'd like it's going to be Alien.
Gerald, you're making this all up, right?
No.
Come on, dude.
Gerald, come on.
Dude,
Gerald?
Dude, come on. I mean, we're having fun with you. But, dude, you don't talk to Jesus. He doesn't talk to you. John Lennon doesn't talk to you. I guarantee. John Lennon, no matter what he's doing right now, the last thing he's doing is urging anybody to vote for George Bush.
Oh, unfortunately, you're wrong.
Dude, how much you want to bet?
Well, you know what, Gerald? What can you do to prove it?
Yeah.
We're doubting Thomas.
Listen, here's the thing. And I got into an argument with yesterday with a guy about this time when he called in and challenged me to a bet. I'm not going to lose my temper. I think there's every chance that Bush could win the election. I've mentioned that many times on the show. Mm-hmm. However, you allegedly have the power of Jesus behind you. So in your mind, how could Bush lose, correct?
That's our sincere prayer. We're hoping that the people listen to the power of Jesus.
Oh, but you're saying that, but isn't Jesus all-powerful? If Jesus put his mind to it, couldn't he get enough people to vote for Bush that you'd be able
to
guarantee that?
But aren't we really listening to Gerald's politics and not Jesus's politics?
No.
Isn't Jesus like Superman? Really? Can't Jesus do anything he wants to do?
Not really.
Of course, there's no Krypton.
Because there's a little problem that gets in the way. That's called free will.
Free will.
Free will.
Don't you think, really, Jesus probably isn't even aware of Gerald and Linda Polly, and if he was, he might think that you're a wingnut?
And if there was such a thing as free will that Jesus has given us, do you think he'd really, at the same time, be giving us his own propaganda as to what way we should be thinking if he wants us, above all, to have free will?
Positively. Man is given free will, and Jesus tries to get him to use it properly.
Do you drink alcohol, Gerald?
Never touch it.
Have you thought about trying?
What?
It might be helpful.
No.
You never drank sacrificial wine?
No.
You ever worry that when you do die, if there is a God,
he's going to really be mad?
Rob, give me the reverb for a second.
No, I think he's going to be very happy. The last time I spoke with him, he was quite delighted.
Really? How's God doing?
He's a little bit peeved with some things, but...
What is God mad about?
The way things are going right now, he's kind of happy. If they keep going in the direction they're going.
Aren't you upset that when you get to heaven, you're going to get something like this?
Let me see Gerald Poley. Hello, Gerald. This is
don't
God.
Don't call me Gerald.
Jerry, it's no. God.
What's the nickname, Gerald?
Oh, actually, the people in the kingdom of God call me Demetrius.
Demetrius?
Hey, Demetrius. This is God.
I like that echo.
I've got news for you. Your name is Gerald, not Demetrius. And I am so pissed at you for putting out this crap that says my son's endorsing Bush. I'm sending you to a lifetime of hell.
Hell's a very nice place.
Yes, you'll meet nice people there like Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, good old Rush. Is he doing better now?
Gerald, you said that hell's a nice place?
Well, it's debatable. No,
it's not debatable. No. It's a bad place. Hi, it's God. Me, God, checking in.
God, this is Mike down here. Does Gerald have the e-ticket down to the land below?
He's going to the funny farm. To the hot funny farm.
How you doing, Gerald?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Okay, yeah.
I tolerate a lot, but guys like you really piss me off.
He's having fun with it.
Yeah.
I can't figure Gerald out.
You're hard not to.
I really can't.
Nor can I.
Are you going to the Republican National Convention, Gerald?
Oh, we'd love to, but we haven't been invited yet.
Surprise there.
Watch the mail.
There's a shock. Yeah. Buzz thinks you should keep an eye on your post office box.
We'd like to.
Can you identify this artist, sir? We're going to do a little name that tune. Can you identify this artist?
Life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown.
Can you identify that artist?
Oh, I think it's John. I have trouble telling him from George on recording sometimes.
Oh, well, that's it. Then you've never spoken to John. It's official. Gerald, that's the nuttiest thing you've said yet.
Oh, when you get them together.
What's your favorite Beatles record?
They sound quite a bit alike.
Gerald? Demetrius? Wingnut?
Demetrius.
What is your favorite Beatles record?
What is my favorite Beatles?
Yeah. Don't answer a question with a
Yellow
question.
Yellow Submarine.
Yellow Submarine. Uh-huh.
That's a good one.
Jesus hates that song. Jesus hates that song.
Yeah. Jesus likes Hey Jude.
Yeah, Hey Jude is his favorite.
Oh, yeah, he likes that.
No, he likes that more than Yellow Submarine.
Oh, yeah, that's his favorite.
And, Gerald, I think you just made that up.
Well, actually...
What, Gerald?
He never told me.
Yeah, see? Yeah,
of course. You lied. Of course he never told you. You never talked to John Lennon. You never talked to Jesus. You just talked to dumb disc jockeys like us.
Jojo.
But it's okay. We'll have you on in 2 or 3 more years.
Yeah. And you're having a good time, and so are we, Gerald. You wing nut.
Get back, Jojo.
Okay, I got to go, fellas.
Yeah. Why is that?
Just, I got
to
go.
All right, you got to talk to Jesus?
Oh, we got some things to catch up on and some emails to send out.
Hold on.
Have a busy day.
Now I'm not kidding. I do have a message from Jesus. Hold on. Let's pipe in. It's not me with a reverb or anything.
Okay.
A message. Come in, Jesus. A message for this guy.
Shut up.
Okay.
There it is. All right. Take that to heart, Gerald.
Oh, I don't think so.
Right.
Our best to Julia Child.
Shut up.
Is she for Bush?
I don't know. She hasn't been there long enough. I haven't heard from her.
Yeah, well, if you hear from her, let us know.
How about Bob Hope? Is he for Bush?
Pardon?
Is Bob Hope for Bush?
I think so, but I can't absolutely confirm that. I haven't. That's another one I haven't heard from.
How about some of our...
Tony Randall.
Is he for Bush? Tony Randall?
Oh, you're asking me for people that really I have had no contact with. I wouldn't dare say.
So you only have contact pretty much with Jesus and John Lennon and George Harrison.
Abbott and Costello.
And Abbott Abbott Costello.
Or his wife said Abbott Costello.
The other day.
Hold on, Davy Crockett.
Yeah.
You talked to Davy Crockett? King of the Wild Frontier.
Hey, no, come on, dude. I hear you laughing.
I think he put the funniest endorsement on the website.
Really? What did it say?
I couldn't say now, but if you go on and check Tennessee, you'll find it, and it just...
You know, something tells me that...
He's got all the states covered.
Something tells me that Jesus, if he did choose someone to speak through, wouldn't choose a Nimrod like you, and especially, I don't think Jesus would urge people to go to a website.
Or maybe he would. The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Encourage them to go.
Pardon me?
Where do you think he would encourage them to go? How do you think he's going to spread his information?
Not through a dope like you.
Do you have a rainbow wig?
And that was a...
Shut up!
I think Gerald got a little offended at that last comment. What a shame that is.
Okay. Huh. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
We'll have him on again in 3 more years when he'll forget who we are.
I'm not concerned about Gerald, but I'm a little worried about Linda, his wife. Because I really think, like, he lets her back into the root cellar.
Yeah. Talking to John and...
Come out of here. Linda, the disc jockeys want to talk to you. Now get back in the cage.
And Abbott Costello.
I want to see the gimp. And she said Abbott Costello.
She did Abbott Costello.
Right.
Oh, you know what? Our phones are going crazy during that segment. I don't even know what people want. JB?
Yo, that moron is going to hell, dude. That is not right. Jesus is going to smite his ass.
Thank you for that bulletin. Thank you. Is that what most people are saying? Hello, Andrew?
Probably.
Yeah,
Andrew.
How you doing?
Hey, hi.
Hey, I just want to say that this thing actually made me change my vote to Kerry just in hopes that Demetrius kills himself praying for the end of the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me offer you a hypothetical, okay?
Don't call him Demetrius, he's Gerald.
You get up there at the end of your days, you get up there, and there he is, the maker, and he says, I'd like you to meet Gerald Volley.
Imagine that.
You're scaring us.
Yeah, I know. It's a scary thought.
Sitting right next to him is John Lennon, smoking a joint. George Harrison got one of those big, Buzz, what are those?
A hookah.
A hookah.
Right.
They're both up here just getting high, jamming.
I told you, Gerald Polly was our voice. You idiots had to call him a dope. And now we're giving you an express ticket down to Hades.
And don't forget us, Abbott Costello.
Yeah. Hey, Abbott.
That is one for the time capsule.
Yeah.
And I did want to mention this. And this guy gets a prize. Ben, anybody who knows the Beatles knows that. Ben, go ahead.
There's a John Lennon song on the Imagine album that says, I don't believe in Beatles, I don't believe in Yoko, I don't believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, John said quite a few times. I think you may have mentioned.
Well,
know.
He always could change his mind.
Right. Crazy John. Crazy Johnny Lennon. Hello, AJ.
I'm Rick James, and I'm for Bush, bitch.
That's good shit.
There we go.
Hey, hold on, everybody. Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Joe Moe.
Seacrest. Out. Seacrest. Out.
Joe.
Seacrest. Out.
Joe.
Seacrest. Out.
Joe.
See you guys. Seacrest. Out.
Joe.
Seacrest. Out.
Joe.
Seacrest. Out.
Joe.
Seacrest. Out. Seacrest. Out. Seacrest. Out.
Joe Moe's.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go. There.
Two hot and hairy bear studs.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Here's the guy that talks to Linda Foley and says you should vote for George Bush.
Whatever gets you through the night.
Right, Johnny. The singing senator, we were going to have him on today in case you were listening yesterday. You listen every day. He did write a song about us, the singing senator.
Yes, he did.
We're running low on time today, and the Joe Moe's has got a shelf life on it, so I want to play you one or two more.
Very good.
Joe, man on the street interviews with American Idol. The American Idol tour is in D.C.
Yes.
The tour of auditioning.
Joe estimated about 2,000 people down there when he went to interview them.
I just heard during the break that now there's over 8,000 people.
Wow.
Downtown.
Incredible.
Joe was there early, and here is one of the reports. I don't even know who is this. This is going to be someone named Sonnet, I believe is the name.
Ah.
People in line at the American Idol audition.
Yeah.
That's
worth shaking your head, Rob.
These are the bottom feeders who have been waiting in line, in some cases, for 3 to 4 days.
For a chance at stardom.
Sleeping on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Here we go with Joe.
Hello, I'm Joe Seacrest from CBS Radio. May I ask you a few questions today for broadcast?
Okay.
What's your name and where are you from?
Sonnet from New York.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
What makes you think that you have the talent to be the last comic standing?
I'm going to have to plead the same as her.
Is American Idol your favorite show on ABC television?
I don't know.
Sometimes.
What do you plan to sing?
Haven't decided yet, actually.
Can you sing something for me right now, really loud?
All right.
Okay.
I...
Ask your sister monologue.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Yuck.
Way up high.
P.U.
There's a land that I've heard of once in a lullaby.
How long have you been waiting in line?
No reaction from Joe.
I like that. He's not giving her anything at all.
No reaction to Sonnet or her sister's soliloquy.
How long have you been waiting in line?
13 hours, 10 hours.
Doesn't that make you a loser already?
Perhaps.
Please explain.
I'm having fun, though, so, you know.
How do you think Simon Cowell will smell?
Will smell? Probably like peaches and cream.
Do you prefer fat, puffy Paula Abdul or thin, druggy Paula Abdul?
Which do you like, that fat, puffy, or thin?
Neither.
Would you suck on one of Paula's infected fingernails?
No.
Are you nervous that Randy Jackson may eat you?
No.
What flavor do you think Ryan's hair tastes like?
Crusted caramel.
If you could do one thing to...
Crusted caramel.
Hmm. Well, that breaks the streak of peaches.
Yeah.
You know what troubles me is no one pauses on that. Like, they've all been thinking about it already.
Well, maybe they have.
Peaches!
All right, so the next question is, if you could do one thing to Ryan Seacrest without fear of moral or legal punishment, what would it be?
Ryan Seacrest, without fear of moral or legal punishment, what would it be?
Change of hair.
Who is your favorite Olympian and why?
Not sure.
Right.
How many years has it been since Elvis Presley left us?
27.
Hey!
Everybody helped her. She got to help her.
Successful on American Idol?
No.
Idol? Say no?
No.
Idol John Peter Lewis had an IQ of 75. Can you name a movie character that had the same IQ?
Somebody said it. Yeah, I heard it.
Although she still said Rain Man, though.
No.
Who would win in a fist fight, Ryan Seacrest or Billy Bush?
I don't know where.
All right, now the people gather, and she's being, you know, overwhelmed.
She's too stupid. Let's go to the Chocolate Twins.
Yes, very good.
Chocolate Twins. Joe said these were some of his favorite people that he talked to at the American Idol auditions.
Well, hello. My name is Joe Seacrest from CBS Radio. May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast?
Joe Moore.
What's your name and where are you from?
Kiara Miller, and I'm from Hyattsville, Maryland.
And what was your name?
Norley Jones. I'm sorry.
Where are you from?
I'm from Bowie, Maryland.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
What makes you think you have the talent to be the last comic standing?
Because I am beautiful, and I'm funny, and I'm the comic standing, and I'm standing. What are these American Idol?
Is American Idol your favorite show?
I think the other girl just corrected her. It's American Idol.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so now the question is American Idol your favorite show on ABC television?
Show on ABC television?
It sure is.
What do you plan to sing?
If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys.
Can you sing it to me right now, really loud?
No, I cannot sing it right now. It's too many people here, and I don't want them to hear how I sound.
Yeah.
How long have you been waiting in line?
For 14 days.
No, please sit in line.
Doesn't that make you a loser already?
Of course.
Please explain. Wait, I'm not done. How do you think Simon Cowell will smell?
He'll give a half mile.
He probably smell. You said smell like Armani.
He'll probably smell like John Paul.
Do you prefer fat, puffy Paula Abdul or thin, druggy Paula Abdul?
Fat, puffy.
Would you suck on one of Paula's infected fingernails?
No. Of course not.
Are you nervous that Randy Jackson may eat you?
You need to stop wearing makeup.
He can.
What flavor do you think Ryan's hair tastes like?
Strawberry.
If you could do one thing.
You know, I just want to say, out of all of these questions, even more than what's your name and yes. where are you from,
it's strange, isn't
the
it?
Question
no hesitation.
The people answer with, I mean, a nanosecond.
Right.
What flavor does Ryan's hair taste like?
Strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo.
Peaches.
Crusted caramel.
Grapefruit, lemons.
Ryan Seacrest, without fear of moral or legal punishment.
If you could do one thing to him.
Say what's up. Say hello.
Who is your favorite Olympian and why?
Oh, you got somebody else. Jackie Robinson.
We have a winner.
Stop the presses.
Yeah. We have a
I think we all remember yes. when Hitler was running things and Jackie Robinson went over there and did his thing.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Boy, was
incredible.
He talented.
Wow.
That Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson.
The great Olympic hero.
When he broke in with that great Olympic team, the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Wow.
And Mike, don't forget when Jesse Owens hit him out of the park.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's maybe the best one.
I like that one.
Okay, where are we up to now? Oh, my God.
Oh, Jackie's doing it crazy. That's the name. Jackie's doing it crazy.
Oh, okay, she corrected herself.
How many years has it been since Elvis Presley left us?
About 25?
Close. 25?
Very good.
Before my time.
Would Elvis have been successful on American Idol?
He really would have been. No, he probably would have been. Simon wouldn't have liked him, probably.
Idol contestant John Peter Lewis had an IQ of 75. Can you name a movie character that had the same IQ?
I love Sam. What was his low name?
Who would win in a fist fight, Ryan?
What was the answer? Was
I don't
it,
know.
Was,
I'm not sure.
I think she might have seen that movie, that retard movie with Sean Penn, I Am Sam.
I think she
might have
said
that. You've got good ears. Yeah. You have really good ears.
That might be it.
Mike, you know what it is? You got to get out. You got to talk to more people. Like me. You got to be a people person like me.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
You got to get out and talk to people.
I just don't do that. I'm a hermit.
I know. Yeah, I know you are.
I'm a total hermit.
Be like Don.
Who would win in a fist fight, Ryan Seacrest or Billy Bush?
Yeah, I don't
Billy
worry.
Bush.
Alien or Predator?
Predator.
Can you name the three gay finalists in the show's history?
What's that man's name?
Number one.
Ruben.
My favorite Ruben question.
Gay.
Ruben. Ruben.
No.
Ruben
gay.
Please.
No. Hold on. What's the girl name that was in the video? Is he really gay? Is Ruben gay? Yeah, no. What's the girl name?
That was the face.
The girl
you
said name from Chinese boy. Oh, that was in the I'm sorry video. With the blonde hair. Reagan Gomez. Ain't anyone hugging her like that.
Pleased to be singing the theme to American Idol right now.
Excuse me?
Pleased to be singing the theme to American Idol right now.
Pleased to be singing it? Want me to sing it?
Yeah.
There's no words.
Hey. American Idol sucks without Brian Dunkelman. What say you?
Who's Brian Dunkelman? Who's that?
No. I'm Jesse Crest.
Oh, okay. Wow. Oh, you're Jesse Crest. You're Ryan's brother?
Cousin. Can you tell me what a metrosexual is?
It's a dude with two fangs.
Oh, that's a winner.
Oh, my God.
A dude with two things.
I'm
metrosexual.
But it happens.
Two things.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Just rewind that a little bit. Just
man, Joe, you're best ever. I'll tell you that right now.
With the chocolate sisters.
Oh, my God.
Are you Jessica's your Ryan's brother?
Cousin.
Really?
Cousin. Can you tell me what a metrosexual is?
It's a dude with two fangs.
Were you surprised to hear about the love affair between Clay and Ruben?
Of course not.
Do you think I should be allowed to marry my gay lover?
Yeah, you should.
No.
Well, thanks for participating, and good luck with the talent show for me, girls.
Thank you.
Yay.
There were plenty more, but I think we got a good sample today.
Time for another edition of Joe Moe's.
That's awesome. Oh, hold on, let's close this out.
Thanks for listening to Joe Moe's. Joe Artinger, man on the street.
Here you go.
Joe Moe's.
Joe Moe. Joe out of the American Idol auditions.
Fantastic.
That's too great.
That is the best.
That's too great. When those girls are trying to figure out who the three gay people are, and they, of course, everybody says Clay Aiken. And then they go, Ruben? Was Ruben gay? And Ruben might have been gay. And I think the girl they were trying to think of was Jasmine Tria.
That's fantastic, Joe.
Buzz, did you keep count on what flavor people think Ryan Seacrest Crest's hair tastes like?
One grapefruit, one lemon, one peaches, two strawberries, and a licorice. And crusted caramel.
And caramel crushed. And I think everyone was agreed Billy Bush would beat up Ryan Seacrest.
Right. Yep.
And Alien or Predator, it was a clean sweep. Predator is your winner.
Predator, and rightly so.
Predator. Now let's go to Buzz.
In a world
sexual predator
where radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring the good news to his people.
Wow.
He made it up.
Sexual predator. Buzz Burbank. Yeah. And hi, I'm sexual alien. Donnie G. Buzz, what's the lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, the judge says the cops had good reason to raid the Neverland Ranch.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Ooh. Good move, Steve Harvey.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
Derek Fessional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Shut up, you. Please.
Of course I will.
I respect your secrets.
I know.
I'd love to see the stats of how many accidents are caused by people driving their wives into telephone poles. No, I'd like to see the stats of how many accidents are caused by people dialing numbers into their cell phones.
Of course, they probably aren't paying attention to me now, but for everyone else, listen up. You can make and receive hands-free calls using the hardware that's already built into your OnStar-equipped vehicle.
My wife's called me about 100 times today. Like, 3 of them have gotten on the air.
That's great.
And the calls have gotten better and better. OnStar is available on more than 50 GM models from Saturns to Caddies.
For more information about OnStar, check out their website at OnStar.com or swing by your local dealer for a demo.
This OnStar Save and Sound plan costs only $16.95 a month after the first year. I'll tell you something great. I did have a flat tire, a little mishap on the way home last night.
Right.
And OnStar really helped me out. Thank you.
OnStar, the Don and Mike Show.
True, it's a real commercial.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crestline?
The Don and Mike Show.
Masters of the Taking Touch, Don and Mike.
Hi there. It's time for news and comments. God.
You know what? You bring joy on and off the air. I just want to tell you that. That's all I'm saying. I am being quiet. I just wanted to share that.
Thank you. News and comment is brought to you by Smoke Break. Smokers.
This is good. Smoke.
Break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break, the revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Here is Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Michael Jackson's lawyers said the cops didn't have the right to bust into the Neverland Ranch.
This you should not do. What? You should not say he's an animal. You should not say he's Jacko. I'm not a Jacko.
Jacko's lawyer said the cops didn't have the right to bust into the Neverland Ranch to look for evidence of child molestation.
And all they were saying was, where's Jacko?
Prosecutor said the safety of children was at stake and that there had been accusations before. In a big blow to Jackson's defense, the judge yesterday,
so to speak,
big blow.
The judge sided with the prosecution, ruling that police had probable cause to investigate at the ranch.
And this you should not do.
What?
You should not say he's an animal. I'm not a Jacko.
The judge also fined one of Jackson's lawyers for his courtroom antics with a psychologist who was testifying. The fine was $1,000 to be paid on the spot. Not a good day yesterday for the Michael Jackson who took most of his family with him to court appearance that he wasn't even required to attend.
But when they came to the ranch, luckily I escaped by jetpack. Bye.
Jacko.
I flew away in my super spaceship.
Jacko.
This you should not do. You should not say he's an animal. I'm not a Jacko.
Jacko.
Michael, is it true you chose your attorney because he had bee-stung lips?
He had bee-stung lips like Macaulay. I love those little lips.
Pedophilia is apparently more common than we realized, at least in some neighborhoods. In Broward County, Florida, they're looking at moving about 400 school bus stops to keep the kids away from the pedophiles.
Jesus.
A new Florida law prohibits school bus stops from being placed within 1,000 yards of a pedophile who's on probation. Now, this on probation part is key. For months, school officials thought the law meant within 1,000 yards of a pedophile. Now they understand the law means pedophiles on probation.
I thought those guys got whacked when they went to prison.
I thought
not all
on the,
of them.
On the,
not
always.
On the prison hierarchy, I thought those were the guys that got, like, shivved.
They do, but a lot of times they end up getting out.
Yeah.
I mean,
the prisons are overcrowded. They end up on probation.
Or a lot of times they put those real sick Fs, mm-hmm. the guys like we're talking about,
right.
They put them like in solitary confinement.
Right.
Because
right.
they know that they're going to be killed.
Yeah, keep them safe. Many of them apparently survive their time and then go back out and buy houses and rent apartments and are registered sex offenders.
Incredible!
Now, about moving these 400 bus stops in Broward County, Florida, it would have been...
Incredible!
Would have been much worse without the probation part, because, and maybe this should be the big story, in Broward County, Florida, there are 1,100 convicted pedophiles.
Jeez.
Just in that county. But then it is the fifth largest school district in America.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Where's Broward County? Do you know?
It's next to Miami. It's a Dade
yeah,
and Broward,
thought,
next,
Broward
next to each other. So it's Miami suburbs. Very
east,
crowded.
East Coast of Florida.
Right.
Yeah.
You know those five...
Yeah.
You know those five Olympic rings?
Yeah.
Hitler's idea. Maybe you've heard that before, but...
Must be whack.
Nazi leader Adolf Hitler influenced Olympic symbols that we still use today. In 1936, when Hitler tried to turn the Olympics into a salute to the Third Reich, Hitler's people invented the rings that are so fiercely copyright protected today.
I didn't know that one.
I don't know that one.
And the Olympic torch that symbolizes unity was not a creation of the ancient Greeks,
no.
but another icon from the Nazis.
Really?
How about that?
I don't know that one.
I don't know that one.
No, thank you, Tom.
This never would have happened in Hitler's army.
What?
German military officials today have announced that sex between soldiers is no longer verboten. The new director says soldiers may now have consensual sex with other soldiers, be they gay or straight couples, regardless of rank.
Let them get together.
The thing is, seriously, back in the Hitler days,
mm-hmm.
A lot of the Nazis... were absolutely homo, and the films that they would make, their propaganda films,
right.
were like homoerotic. Where you
Leni Riefenstahl with mm-hmm. Triumph of the Will, which
yeah.
is like the big Nazi documentary, is like you know.
So like now it's okay to have gay sex, like they didn't know what was going on 50 years ago
in the German army. It's no longer against the rules.
Is this a gay thing, or is this like between men and women?
Both, between men and women, between men and men, between women and women.
Just check out the movie. You said the right name, Riefenstahl. Olympia.
Yes.
Oh, it's very much so.
Hello, Franz.
Yes.
Yes. Where's my copy of Olympia?
It's right over here, Major Hawkstiller. Let's watch it together.
Now, the new rules still prohibit sex on the job. That, as the rule book puts it, would be, and I quote, a disruption.
I don't know that one.
The new rules say the military cannot dictate its soldiers' personal lives other than to demand that they behave respectfully.
Klaus, this is Arnold.
Hi.
Oh. Hi. Yeah, that's great.
Hi.
It's raining men.
Ja, wohl.
This is great. I love serving in the German army, and I'm so gay for you.
Hi. This is Wolfgang Juretzig from Germany. Never forget the Don and Mike show.
Clink.
Yes, Major Hochstetter.
I hear there's a beautiful part of Florida that should be moving to, sir.
Absolutely, Broward County. Let's go, Major Hochstetter.
And now a word about Homeland Security in New Jersey, where the gay governor story continues to grow.
What is this? Gay? Was this Gay Day buzz?
Yes. Yes, it is. New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy announced last week that he's gay and that because of a blackmail attempt, he's resigning.
I don't know that one.
McGreevy's Homeland Security advisor was the governor's alleged lover, but that man, Golan Sippel, says he was just the recipient of unwanted sexual advances. He's not gay.
This is Golan Sippel. I mean, if the guy's not gay, I don't care, but Golan Sippel?
Golan Sippel.
Doesn't it sound...
He's actually from Israel, and it's an Israeli name.
Doesn't it sound very much like his porno name could be Golden Sippel?
Yes. Hello, this is Golden Sippel.
He was just the recipient of unwanted sexual advances, he said.
The day of his own name's hitting on me.
That he was not gay. He says he's not gay, but...
My name is Golden Sippel. I'm from Israel, and I've got to get this governor off my back.
But
and get the copy machine, the coffee machine. I'm in the office, in the chambers. It's become unbearable.
But he is gay, according to a college professor who says he, too, was Sippel's lover.
My name is Golan Sippel. I am a homosexual.
Sippel is out of the country saying he's too upset to talk to reporters, but that he still plans to file a sexual harassment lawsuit against the governor. And there's New Jersey's homeland
security. I don't know that one.
I don't know whether you can say this or not, but I'm going to say it anyway.
All right.
I'm going simple. This is my nipple. Thank you.
Sure.
Tom Cruise says he has nothing against celebrities who make their politics known, but Cruise says he won't say who'll get his vote this November.
Oh, wow, Tom, you're depriving us.
Quoting Tom, politics is very personal to me.
Yeah.
But before you admire him too much, Mike, realize he's also concerned about how he might influence the vote. Quoting again, quoting Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I don't want what I say to become a political football.
Oh, God.
You know, the right. way it always does when Tom speaks.
Man, he is like way out in the
middle of Lake Mead.
Right, Last Samurai. Right. Right, that's right. And seriously, and yeah. I'm drop dead serious. Will Ferrell, at this point, I hate to keep bringing his name, but
no,
he's, a bigger movie star than Tom Cruise right now.
Mm-hmm.
Will Ferrell could influence people more than Tom Cruise.
And a better body. I don't know why I said that.
Because it's the truth.
And it's because it's the whole gay thing.
Gay day, that's right.
Gay day.
The truth.
But when we come back from the break...
I want to go to Florida. I want you to find me a young 13-year-old Will Ferrell lookalike.
Near a bus stop. When we come back from the break, New York offers bargains to bush bashers.
Hmm.
Bargains to bush bashers?
I'm going simple. How about a bargain for the bush basher?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A lot of happy couples out there, thanks to eHarmony.com. Right.
See you in Florida.
Just that guy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Till you hear what they done did. The Don and Mike Show.
No, we didn't. Tomorrow on the show from Exclamation Point, Dr. 90210, plastic surgeon to the stars, will talk to Dr. Ray.
Uh-huh. Dr. Ray.
You can check him out. If you get the Entertainment Weekly magazine,
right.
There's a nice big spread on him in that edition this week. Plus tomorrow... Postponed from today, the singing senator.
Very good.
We'll have him on, and don't tell anybody, but tomorrow we're going to play Walk for Cash.
Ah!
Yes, we are, really. And now, once again, here's Buzz Gurley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. In New York City, they know that having all those Republicans in town means big profits for hotels and restaurants and shops and museums. But they also know there are so many protesters coming for the convention. There's money in that, too. So New York unveiled its Welcome Peaceful Political Activists campaign yesterday. It's a program of discounts for law-abiding demonstrators to all the same hotels and restaurants and shops and museums. All a protester has to do is pick up a button at the tourist office or from its website. Quoting the mayor, they would still get the discount even if they're an anarchist.
Who are these people?
Right.
Welcome protesters to the Park Central.
Yes. Good news, and good luck to you. The good news is that the Wendy's just off the bypass on the south side of Marion, Indiana, is that there are no new cases of hepatitis. An employee came down with a hepatitis A, so 6,000 people...
Hey!
6,000 people had to get shots, and two shots have to be given on separate days on this regimen of shots.
That's a hassle.
Hepatitis A is a liver disease often caught in restaurants. Your doctor can give you a shot that will keep you from ever getting it. I don't know why no one ever tells you that.
Hi, this is Dave Thomas. You might remember me when I used to drive that big car around down in Broward County, Florida. Come on, kids. How about going in for a Biggie Fries and a prostate? Don't you remember our theory on old Dave Thomas?
Yeah, load them up in that old empty convertible.
Always just children in the car.
Come on, kids.
Who wants a softie?
a frosty.
I'm sorry.
He gave him a frosty and a softie.
Excuse me. Where do you get a softie at? I mean, there's a Mr. Softy,
who's the guy that drove around.
Right, Mr. Softy.
The thing on his head.
Yeah, that's right. What?
Where have you dug up Dave Thomas?
He'd be Mr. Softy.
Oh, yeah. He'd fall apart.
Now, should you happen to get hepatitis A, it's almost never fatal, and you will recover on your own.
I'm not a beautiful lady from Chicago.
He's doing okay.
Did he prepare my food?
You'd recover on your own in about 2 months. Quoting the manager at the Indiana Wendy's, as you can imagine, business has been impacted.
Hey, ooh, impacted.
Makes me think of Elvis.
Right. Oprah continues to surprise herself about all the things you can see and even learn on jury duty.
Hey, Oprah.
Going into her first full day as a juror in the Chicago murder trial, Oprah said she'd seen it all. And
this is too great.
She said nothing could shock her.
This is too great. Right. Now, Buzz, I know you have the story, but I saw this morning. She's, you know, going into and out of the courtroom now with her hair, and she's, you know, because she's Oprah.
Got the entourage and all that.
And the thing is, the quote is, I know you've got it, but in essence what it is, I've done a television show for 25 years about real life. There's nothing I could see in a courtroom that would shock me. La la.
Speaking as only a showbiz royalty can, Oprah said, and I quote, "Everything I could hear in a trial, I've already heard on my show."
Yeah, see, this is what I heard her say. But hold on, Mike, hold on.
She was visibly disturbed when the prosecution showed the bloody photos of the dead man. She turned her head away from some of the pictures and covered her eyes with her hand for others. Oprah was the only juror not wearing the red ID sticker, by the way. It might have clashed with the yellow pantsuit and matching yellow shoes she wore.
Oh, God.
There's nothing I have not seen on my show, sweetheart. Girlfriend, there's nothing I can... Oh, my goddamn man, face him blown off.
The Louisiana...
Dead man, oh, I'm so upset. I only wish we could play the old tape so Regis could come talk to me in the bathroom.
You're going
to
be okay, Oprah.
The Louisiana judge who went to a party in blackface last year is still on the bench.
Well, hello.
He still could get suspended without pay for a year.
I am back.
Quoting him,
can't believe that would happen in Louisiana.
And quoting a man who make that decision, Judge Ellender's ability to be fair toward African Americans in his court will forever be in doubt. His Honor went to a Halloween party with the black face, an Afro wig, an orange prison jumpsuit, and some shackles. He went as an unidentified black male. His wife went as the arresting officer.
What a trick or treat.
Unbelievable.
Hello there.
Unreal.
I'll tell you where I got the most candy. 1313 Mockingbird Lane. I don't remember. What am the name of the man that gave me all that candy?
Just be well.
Oh, he's a good boy.
The chances of winning one of the really big lotteries are about the same as your odds of getting hit by a meteorite. The odds are billions to one.
Chocolate pie, my wife.
A woman in England did not win the lottery. She got the other thing. Pauline Agus was
She got hit by
a meteorite. She was hanging out the laundry when she was struck by a walnut-sized rock. It seemed to cut her arm as it grazed her, but with the searing pain you normally associate with a burn. Most meteors completely burn up as they enter the atmosphere at 40,000 miles an hour.
She's alive?
Yeah, she's fine. So I mean, except for the burn cut on her arm.
So this is kind of like that, they had Armageddon and what was the other movie?
Independence Day.
No.
There were two meteor
Armageddon
movies about the
Men
in Black.
No.
And now you're playing with us.
And Kangaroo Jack. That was it. It was Armageddon and Kangaroo
That's
Jack.
Right. 51st Dates.
That were both about meteors hitting the world.
Princess Diaries.
And it happened to this lady. Now, in sports, the New York Jets.
New York Minute.
The New York Jets. The Jets say they were unable to book...
The Indian guy and the other Indian guy, whose name I don't remember, go to White Castle.
White Castle.
Yes. Short Circuit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Give me a second. Oh, God, hold on.
We could be here for days.
Tank.
With James Garner.
You win.
No. You win due to obscurity.
Just trying to think of bad movies that are always on HBO.
That's a good pull, though, Tank.
Because when I did the White Castle thing, it was still in theaters, but
right,
then you trumped it with Short Circuit, which means, of course, you're going to HBO.
Tank is good. I can't. I don't think I can top Tank. It's got to be bad and obscure now. That's the category we're looking in.
In sports, the New York Jets say they were unable to book a hotel for the players in downtown Indianapolis because there's a Star Trek convention in town and all the rooms are taken.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Mike. Who cares about the NFL? I'm sorry, Chad Pennington has not heard of you. However, where's Odo from Deep Space Nine?
And finally, perhaps inspired by the first Olympic Games, which were, as you've heard, played in the nude, are these guys. Two teenaged boys have been arrested for putting a new twist on shirts and skins by playing basketball in the nude in public. They had one of those portable hoops in the street you see sometimes. Two more amazing facts. Police say the boys had not been drinking, and it happened in Wyoming. I didn't see that one coming.
I just want to say that I talked to the commissioner of that league, Fez Watley.
Yes.
Never mind.
It's okay.
Never mind.
And they're next. And I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. No. Yes, that's it.
No.
Good night. Goodbye. Our thanks today to Sheila Shanghai.
Yeah, from that show.
Right.
That show that we like so bad.
Also, the guy with the crazy website, the...
Gerald and Linda Pollard.
Yeah, do you remember what the website was?
No.
Something about either Bush and John Lennon and...
Nuts.com.
Anyway, that was today's show. And, and also thanks to Joe. I'll give a shout-out to Joe there.
Joe.
Yeah. Nice job with the AI people. Tomorrow, we got some gifts. We got some games to play. We'll see you then. Thanks for another good one, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 Please stand by for Ron and Fez. They're fantastic. They follow us in Washington, Baltimore, and Tampa Bay.
Goodbye.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Tonight. And you.
My hair tastes like Starberry.
Now, where is my gay porn? That's an inside joke.
Brush and floss.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life.
Baby.
Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
No time to eat out? Call Carrabba's Carside Carryout.
John.
Just phone in your order, pull into the reserved carryout parking, and they'll deliver your dinner right to your car.
John Norman.
Bring Carrabba's home tonight.
Hello. Hey, it's Mark. Hey, Mark.
Oh,
hey, listen, I've been looking at my records, and you can't run with me.
Network spot.
It's,